Hey, everybody, I'm Michael.
I'm Charles.
And I'm a fucking car.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film. 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Right, it wasn't as good as Niet the Buble last week.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
God, yeah,
yeah. Ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh yeah,
but I mean,
That's right.
You know, I want to call you Christine for the rest.
It's Stein.
Stein. Hello, listener. Welcome back to the show. This week we're cruising into this week.
Nice.
We're shifting down gears.
Okay.
We're up gears.
Oh man.
This is how I talk about cars. It's
no, that's great. Look
thing.
At you. No. This is fantastic.
That's all I got, guys. Carburetors.
Yeah.
You're
windshield
sticking to the
wipers.
Theme.
Right. Like I can do it. I can. No. When Chad, Kelly's boyfriend, because Chad's got a rod. He's got a bike.
He's got a rod.
And there's moments where like we're done talking about movies, and then cars come up, and I'm like, I got nothing.
I got nothing. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't offer.
Did you like the car that James Bond drove that went underwater?
I did ask him about these cars, and he's got some picks for us this week.
Oh, okay, great.
Good. Yeah.
So
it's nice to have someone who actually fucking knows.
Yeah.
What they're
talking about. Dude's got a garage. Like,
yep.
Dude,
that's
tunes
sweet.
Up. Yeah.
We'll have no idea what he's talking about, but we'll mention.
We all have no fucking.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Chad.
So as we've baited you here a little bit, listener, this episode is about cars, if you didn't pick up on the puns earlier. Specifically, some of Hollywood's best cars. This is another one of our brackets,
we're
right,
doing
Jimmy?
Best movie hot air balloons this week.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
Best movie unicycles.
Yeah, it's just all of them are from around the world
it's
in 80 days.
It's just Charlie Chaplin's movies, apparently.
Pretty much. No, we've done one of these in the past, too, actually. Were you there for...
You did the Saturday morning cartoon race?
We did cross-country race.
Right.
We picked a car, and then
right.
You had all of the attributes of said car to take you from one end of, you know, from Newfoundland all the way to Vancouver, and why you'd stop and where you'd stop and all that dumb
okay.
shit, right? Not as good as today's debate.
Moose
where,
jaw.
Yeah, exactly. Right? running on back to Saskatoon. Hello, Burton. But yeah,
that was
so
pretty good.
Today, inspired by this weekend's release of F1.
Yeah, best movie car bracket. Who
right?
knew?
How many cars are we allowed this week?
I think we got four each.
We got four
is
each,
that
what
it is?
Yeah.
Wow, four each.
Martin's in school now, listener, and he's in video game design school at Vancouver Film School.
Yeah.
So we all got four picks.
We all win by him not.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. Another no need for voting with integrity. We can get to the end of this however we feel.
You can vote with your stomach.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
The only caveat with this week's debate was we threw out all the bells and whistles, and by that we mean like the missiles.
Yeah,
and
you
the
know,
oil slicks.
Time traveling.
And the time travel.
So just looking at the car itself.
Yeah.
Just looking at the car. We're
yeah.
trying to be men. We're trying to be manly men.
Who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah,
of
yeah.
motor vehicles.
I don't know.
And did you guys ever grow up wanting like a real fucking badass car? Like, did you?
Yeah.
Was that ever in the plans for you?
Yeah, before I knew what the concept of money. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What would you want?
I mean, for the longest time, I was obsessed with the Viper. It just was.
Hell yeah.
That was my go-to.
And it's also in today's
sweet car.
Yeah, it was one of my all-time favorites, I would say. And also, like, the idea of, like, a hot rod. Like, I got into Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
And the idea that those could be real cars, I was like, one of these would be so cool.
You got real
cool.
into Ant-Man?
Yeah. Yeah. Ants are real?
I have a Bigfoot monster truck. Could I drive this down
Did
the
you
street?
Make this real big?
Did you have a dream car growing up? Did you ever drive it?
I always wanted to be a New York City cab driver.
Really? So yellow
yeah.
cab?
Oh, yeah.
Yellow cab.
Just have the classic yellow cab.
My first car was a Ford Tempo. Like a Ford Tempo LE. I racked that fucking shit up.
Yeah.
The first car I ever bought was the Kia Rio that, you know.
Hell yeah.
May Hunter rest in peace.
I had one of those. It was great.
Right?
Dirty Mike and the boys stole it.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
He actually left a note here.
Mike got it back.
I got my car back.
Yeah. Never put the black light in it, though.
It came back with porno mags because, I mean,
you
know,
so
nostalgia.
Oh, wow. So Dirty
oh,
Mike.
Oh, yeah. They were in the car.
They really did take
cocktail weenies.
They are going to have sex in your car.
Yeah.
It had a smell.
Oh, that's awesome.
Before that car went away.
Cocktail weenies.
And let me guess.
Vienna's?
Vienna sausages.
Okay.
And let me guess, MPI does not cover any of
not
that?
Not that part.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
you didn't
get semen insurance.
They
so.
Drove my brake pads right to the fucking bone. And then
they were drifting.
When they got the car back. Yeah, they were
what idiots.
It was Fast and the Furious 3
and
is what they were doing.
Made an effort to buy wieners or take it from somewhere and then left them in
they
there.
They left their wieners.
Yeah.
They weren't that hungry.
I also left my keys in the car from Folk Fest, so fuck
that's really
me,
funny,
right? Like, this is how this
so
happened.
They didn't really break in. They were just like, oh.
So you got home and you forgot the keys in the car?
I forgot the second set.
Oh.
The car, like, I leave the car open because fuck, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then it gets broken into, and then they're like, fuck, yeah. So they, yeah, Dirty Mike and the boys.
Had their way with your
car. The best part was underneath the visor, they tagged with, like, silver marker, fuck the haters.
Well,
nice.
And I didn't have the heart to get rid of that because I was like, I understand you.
I,
oh, because
yeah,
you're a hater.
Fuck the haters,
dude.
Yeah,
right?
Because he is a hater.
Yeah. It's like, never forget, I'm one of those haters.
But, like, it's, I've never been in, like, a uber fancy car. I've never been in a Porsche or Ferrari or the Ghostbusters car.
Me
even,
either.
And we could have been in it.
Yeah.
I
me neither.
Fancy, Charles.
I sat in a Camaro.
like that counts.
Like Bumblebee?
Yeah. Yeah. Camaro? It was a red one.
Okay.
But yeah, I sat in a Camaro. When I went to visit a buddy, this is such an insane story.
Yep.
Went to visit a buddy when he was working in LA. He was like, do you want to go to Santa Monica for the day? I was like, for sure. He rented a car, and when we got there, it was like the Seinfeld moment, but better. Because they were like, oh, we gave your car away, so all we have left is Bumblebee. And me and my buddy were like, what? Like a Camaro? And they're like, yeah, he just brought it up. And you're like, vroom. And the guy just brought and me and my buddy are like, I guess we're getting to Santa Monica in like 30 minutes. Yeah, it was insane. It was one of the scariest car rides I've ever been because that car just wants to go fast.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And it was on the freeway. It was insane.
Built a fucking goal.
My buddy was like, do you want to drive it? I think I drove it out of the parking lot and it terrified me. Yeah, because that thing is just, it's a monster.
Yeah.
Point is we're going to fantasize about cars today. We're going to talk about cars. What, Charles, we have a
Let's
thing
talk about us.
That we're doing. It's trivia.
Us?
Oh, yeah. We're doing a Star Wars trivia.
Yes.
On July 19th.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Where?
Emily's still there.
Emily.
She's just waiting.
Poor Emily.
Little
Brown's
waiting. We told her just don't leave. You may as well just stay here for the next 3 weeks.
Start set up.
Quick story. Emily got the date wrong.
You sent the right date. That's true.
I did. Yeah. I sent the right calendar link. I sent the right date. Emily was just so excited. She couldn't hide it. She was about to lose control, and I think she liked it.
Yep.
And she went all the way down to Little Brown Jug during Jazz Fest and was like, there's people here. She calls, there's people here.
It's packed.
We're not ready. I'm ready to go. And I'm like,
we're at the ball game.
We're not even at the ball game. We're just all home. It was
Thursday.
Oh, yeah. It was a Thursday.
It was
That's
Thursday.
Right. That's right.
So then she says, I look really cute and you're not coming. And I was like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm watching dumb shit. I'm
well,
not leaving.
You know what? She has even more time to look even cuter.
Exactly.
And so do we. Yeah. So there you go.
That's true.
So yeah, Charles.
I also thought she was talking about the ball game. That's why I didn't say anything. I'm like, well, yeah, it's
so did Jimmy.
Right.
Yeah.
Six makes sense.
It's like Emily's coming.
Yeah.
It made perfect
cool.
fucking sense.
Yeah.
July 19th, Little Brown Jug, $13 a ticket because we now incorporate a bunch of fun things. We call it Trivia Plus, Disney Plus. I mean, they may come for us one
and
day.
And like
but...
Netflix and Disney Plus, we have raised the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. And you have no choice.
That's right.
And there's still ads.
Oh, we got them.
It's inflation, listener. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Tariffs have hit our show.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, the tariffs have hit the show.
The
tariffs have hit the show.
Trivia
unfortunately.
Tariffs.
Son
oh,
of a gun,
I fucking
eh?
Love you, too. So, yeah, it's $13 a ticket, which is still dirt fucking cheap for the amount of fun you have with us. We're going to do four rounds of trivia. We're going to do three solid rounds of Star Wars, New Hope, Empire, and Return. And then Jimmy's going to walk up, and he's going to completely fuck your brain up because he's going to ask you questions that are Star Wars adjacent or maybe real deep fucking knowledge of Star Wars.
They might also just be lies.
Right.
Like, you might have to call them out. And if you call them out and you're right,
yeah.
That's point worthy.
You're
right?
Not proving that.
So, and as we've mentioned in the past,
I am George Lucas.
Hey.
Yes, George.
I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much
great.
Fun. There's also coloring, right, Jimmy?
We do coloring now.
We do.
Yeah.
We do a lot of
Charles
yeah,
brought
do...
this to the whole. This is all Charles's. This came from Charles.
Claudia found it when we did It's Always Sunny, and she was like, what do you think? And I'm like, I think people still like coloring shit. You know what it was? I didn't get it at first because I was like, how does It's Always Sunny and coloring works? She showed me the images and I burst out laughing and I'm like, yeah.
Oh, these are great.
This will just be funny to even have on the table. You know what I mean? So, no, but it's fun. It's great. And like, yeah, we take it serious. We have a little
panel of judges.
We have a little prize for whoever we think brought their best A game because some people like to add stuff, which
is
always great.
They do.
And then we put it on our fridge.
We don't.
So proud of you.
We don't.
Michael's fridge is covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know where the handles are.
He just puts them in the fridge.
He's going to be like, how many fucking kids do you have? No, this is from Trivia Night. These are adults.
These are all my kids.
And then because we love fandom, we're nerds for fandom, we're nerds for trivia, we like to know all the things. We like to celebrate fandom. We like to buy things.
Yeah.
We like to build things. We like to collect things. So if you have like...
I build.
You build. I buy.
I have Lego.
You buy.
Uh-huh. I have Lego stuff.
You are the more Lego of all of us, I think. You've got, what, probably 12, 15
If they didn't have instructions,
pieces?
I'm telling you, I'd still be losing my mind over it. So.
I start and Shauna finishes.
Yeah, it's me and Claudia take turns doing it. Yeah. It's fucking stupid.
But the point of what we're saying is Charles might bring one of his pieces. I might bring one of mine.
Yeah, I'll have some stuff.
We'll bring some stuff. But you should bring your best cosplay slash Star Wars thing. And then at the end of the night, we're going to give a prize away to, like, who's fanboying, fangirling the most of the evening. Is it an outfit? Is it a
I'll think of something.
Right? You probably got something.
Yeah, I'll think of something fucked up.
Tickets are $13 on Eventbrite right now. Link in the show notes. Buy them. It's on the patio, so it's limited seating. There's room for 40 people.
But it's going to be fun. It's always fun outside.
It's always fun outside.
Especially when it starts getting darker out, we'll have a lightsaber fight. So.
I'm down.
Bring your lightsabers to everybody.
You want
to watch two grown men get hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In
seriously.
The intermission is Duel of Fates.
There you go. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah. We'll
you can
sure.
go to trivia, or you can come to our trivia night.
Yeah.
And I know no one else is doing our trivia night. So if you want trivia plus comedy, trivia plus coloring, trivia plus cosplay, trivia plus four people who really love talking
That's
to people
right.
about movies, then try us. That being said... Michael, what did you watch this week? Oh, thanks for asking. I am on the documentary train.
Jazz?
Jazz.
No, not Ken Burns
jazz.
No. So I will talk about what I watched because it was really insane. I think everybody should give this a watch, specifically to our friend Jimmy, who works in death. I think would find this interesting.
Oh, you told us a little bit about this.
I did. I teased you last episode, so I'll tell you about it because we finished it. So if you haven't watched this yet, listener, and this will be quick. It's The Mortician on HBO.
So wild. Okay.
It's the most wild story that one can possibly come across. And it's one of those ones that I don't even want to tell you the majority of it because your mouth just keeps opening with shock as
it
goes.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
So everyone knows that you can be cremated. Pretty simple standard way to die. It's either a big funeral in a casket. Correct me where I'm wrong here because this is your Monday
You're
to
doing
Friday.
Great.
All right, thank you. Or you can be put into a box and you can be cremated. Now, Jimmy knows a thing or two about the funeral industry. That being said, Jimmy, how many people can you cremate legally at one time?
That'd be one, Michael.
One person.
Yeah.
We just want to
just
an
one,
actual fact
as it
check.
Turns out.
I'm assuming it's because if
conjoined
I would want...
Conjoined twins you can do at the same time.
Is that that's a loophole?
That's right.
Yeah, that would be the loophole.
They consider that one because they're still there.
Yes. They're attached. Okay.
If you're like James McAvoy in Split, then you can still do that.
Right.
You can still put him in by himself.
Wow.
That is okay.
And you can split it up if you want.
That's right.
Right. Okay. I'm assuming they're supposed to do one so that when you want the ashes, you're getting those ashes.
That'd be correct.
Really,
yeah,
you would think.
That's astute of you, Charles.
Okay. So, no lawyer, but I'm assuming.
No funeral director.
Yeah, no fancy guy over
that's
here.
That's true.
But,
one.
But a thing I know, a thing about ashes.
Yeah.
One.
So that's where our story starts, listener, which you then slowly find out that he was all about time is money.
Right.
And crystal meth. And hiring ex-football players as his goons to do the job. And you hear about Pasadena, California's most notorious funeral director, Mr. David Sconce.
Wow.
David Sconce, his wife is interviewed. She says, on my wedding day, not only did his dad ask, his mom ask, and his uncle ask me, are you sure you want to marry this man?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she still said yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fascinating.
It's that crystal meth, baby.
You find out that this is a family affair. Not only was David involved, but the family was also involved.
Well, they had to have known.
Yeah, there's some things. What you learn real quick, here's the subplot, is David comes into the family business. David is interested in money. David buys the business. At that time, they had done 348 cremations that year.
Okay.
The next year, they did 1,400.
Oh, my God.
There was one crematorium in the town at the time. It was run by another funeral home. It was on the other end of the cemetery. Everyone looked the other way. Everyone was like,
Jesus.
Why is he only here twice a day, once a week?
Oh, my God.
And you slowly start to find out that he's like, how many bodies can I put in here?
Right.
Because everybody's kind of the same when they're done being burnt.
Yeah, it's just, I get it. I totally get it, but it's so fucking wild.
It's so morally,
right,
like, dark.
Yeah.
Like, there's it goes into the history of the funeral industry. There's like a
whole
background.
There's been some bad ones.
There's been some bad ones. Like, and they talk about how you're taken advantage of in your biggest time of need.
Yeah.
And he's essentially, what it ends up happening is he gets busted doing a thing. So then he doubles down, and that's where I'm not even going to ruin the story for you, because now it goes into like bribery and murder.
Love the old Casey and Anthony double down. I work at Disney World.
Oh my God.
Nothing better than that. There's nothing better when they commit a crime and then double down.
That is so true.
That's what she said.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I work here.
I followed that
Come
one.
Come on.
So, oh my God.
It is shocking. It's one of those, it's an HBO documentary.
As you were saying it, I'm like, hey, quality. This could easily be like, if they ever did another version, like not a reboot, not a sequel, just like in the world of Six Feet Under, let's say.
Oh, it's the dark
that
side.
That could be fucking wild.
Yeah.
Not that Six Feet Under was a happy show.
No. But I mean,
it's not
like,
endorphin inducing.
No, not at all. But what I mean is like, this could be a whole new take. Because like, you know what I mean? Like there's... It and like Breaking Bad, like there would be a point in the show where they're doing meth and they're right. like, life is great, and you'll see that. But then it's The Fall, right? And The Fall is like, oh my God. Also, the subject matter of all of it, like what you're describing is nuts. And then you throw in and then crystal meth, and you're like, of course.
Do you want to know?
Because why not?
So, like, the only reason that they could get through their job was because he had no soul.
He hires
a lot of ex-cons, people who have
less choice.
But he's paying them $6,000 a month.
Oh my
God. So great job.
In the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I would do it.
So there, you know how they interview people in the documentary?
I would totally do it.
And like, there's I kind of, me and Shauna looked,
no, you
at,
wouldn't.
I would do it, man.
Me and
I'm
Shauna
an
looked
ex-con?
At each other and I was like, it's just carbon and ash.
It's hard for ex-cons to get jobs now. Then? Right? Yeah, I'd do it. Yeah.
So he...
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm told to put the trash in the furnace.
I'm not qualified to work here.
Yeah. Guys, there's this great part where, like,
do an exam.
Everyone has a beautiful backdrop to their interview while they're in this documentary.
They're
in a nice house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're in like a lovely hotel room. And then there's the one guy who was in charge of it all, and he's in a stairwell the whole
Oh, my God.
Because he's not doing well. Oh. Like, you can clearly tell, right? He's in like a halfway house or some shit.
Oh, I see.
And Gary Sconce is in it. Like, he's out of prison now.
Oh.
He's interviewed the whole time.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... Do you remember the guy who admitted on his HBO documentary?
The Jackal.
Yes, the Jackal. He interviewed in the tapes.
Robert Durst.
This is very Robert Durst.
That motherfucker.
My favorite line in the whole thing, which is the line I'll sell you on, and then I'll leave it at that. So Joe Padilla is the guy who like did a lot of the body stuffing.
Oh my God.
And we do get to a point where it's, I'll bet you $50 I can get more bodies in than you can.
Oh my God.
Then you hear the interviewer off camera go, and how many was that? And he's like, 15.
Oh my God.
15 bodies wrapped in cardboard, stuffed inside of a burner meant for one human being by spec.
And he went for it.
And he just went for it.
Jesus.
Well,
tell us the behind the scenes of that one, Jimmy.
To have absolutely no
zero
moral code or empathy
nothing,
in your life at
nothing.
All is just remarkable.
It is. Because even with all that money...
Like,
if
just
you have...
because you're an ex-con doesn't mean that you have no fucking empathy.
Totally.
I mean? These guys, they say...
I totally agree. But that's what I mean is after...
Like, I understand not having a lot of other opportunities, but my God, you still know right from wrong.
With all that money, too...
You're also
have...
really fucking high. Like, it's easy to commit wrong when
but
you're
with
so
with all that
fucking
money
up.
And no soul at all, they're still not... Like, it's not like, and then I was okay.
And like Michael
it's
said,
all, they're
you're
all
not
fucked
jamming
up.
A body into a hole. You're... putting it in a cardboard box, putting the box in, and then you do another one. And I imagine they were stacking and doing it like Tetris.
Wow.
They got a couple Tetrises, apparently.
That's fucking crazy.
And then they lit that crematorium on fire, and then everyone showed up, and there was bodies being smoldered. Watch it. If you want one of those,
not
like...
Not a fun smell, Mike.
Not a fun... There's more about
that
smell.
It's not the barbecue you
want to go to. I can sit here and just, like, rifle off every great part.
It's called The Mortician?
It's called The Mortician. It's on HBO. Kay. I give it...
Yeah.
How
many bodies jammed into the
how many bodies in the furnace do you give it?
It was like a 7.5 to 8 bodies out of 10.
Jesus.
It's really riveting.
All right.
So yeah, and like
It's HBO. It's definitely
it's HBO.
Probably,
yeah,
it's really
quality.
Well made.
I'm watching.
Definitely really well made.
Like MasterChef, right? Like me and Shauna haven't put away anything. New MasterChef.
That's the counter.
You need something
right?
happy.
Yeah, that's the happy shit.
That's
right?
nice.
They're feeding each other, and they like doing.
I watched
it.
Something scary. Now I got to watch cartoons.
Watching Gordon Ramsay. Watching Gordon Ramsay yell at another person.
Turn on the lights.
Feels better than watching this shit. So that's there. All there right. you. There you go.
Well, what did you watch, Charles?
Charles.
I won't spoil it because
we did a whole thing on
it. I don't think you guys have seen it yet, but I don't want to spoil it for you.
What are you talking about?
I watched 28 Years Later.
Right.
What about 28 Minutes?
Yeah, that's what he watched. He watched This Hour is 28 Minutes.
Yeah, that's right. It's worth a watch. Definitely.
You don't
watch
sound
it.
Happy.
I was disappointed, man. Aww. I was. I don't know.
How did
I was,
Claudia feel?
So that was one. That's what was so funny is I knew it wasn't great because she out loud, like I had to tell her to be like, hey, we're not at home. Because out loud, she was like, what? Like, and it was like, yeah. And then there was parts where people laughed and I was
look
like,
look at that, Charles.
Okay.
What?
Literally out loud. She's like, what? And I'm like, hey, you too? Oh my God. Okay. Because I was right. like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched a movie in a long time.
Sometimes you can do that at the movies and it's okay.
It was totally fine. Everyone felt it. Like you
yeah,
can tell
everyone's
everyone,
feeling the same thing.
Everyone had the question mark. And if there was one guy that didn't, he didn't say anything.
Yeah. Because he knew.
He's like, just, I don't need to.
It seemed like they wrote it as the third movie in a trilogy of 28 days. Okay. So it started that way. The first half was definitely written that way.
Okay.
And then something happened where they're like, hey, we're going to do a trilogy. This will be the first in a new trilogy.
What?
That's what they're doing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But they didn't tell the audience that. So the second half is like, okay, what the fuck is happening? And it ends on a very Shaun of the Dead, like, I know. Like,
don't
so
stop
like
it's funny?
Me
like,
now.
Funny as fuck. And I'm like, I don't think that's the intention, but how can you not laugh? Because it just went...
Because like a pratfall or some shit?
Well, I'll tell you, the first two are not funny.
No, the whole theme of the... Even the first half, the first half is terrifying. It's literally like, hey, we've been living in the infected world for almost 30 years. We're off coast. This is how we live. We're a village now. England is now a community on a very small piece of land. And then they have a system of how they get resources. And Aaron Taylor Johnson is taking his son on his rite of passage.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's a little bit too young according to the community rules, but he's like, I think he's ready.
This is my son,
He's his rite of passage.
This is very Last of Us.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and an angle of Last of Us that we haven't quite seen. Like, we didn't really see
didn't get
the
a lot
system
of it,
in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So it's neat seeing this, but like also the infected in the 28 universe is so different from anything. Rage. Is the infected, right? It's terrifying. So what's neat is the infected have evolved. And there's variations of them now, similar to a video game, similar to Last of Us.
Clickers.
And it's very cool.
Mushroom heads.
So it's a little bit terrifying. Like
I'm excited.
Very cool.
Okay.
But then the second half, it's again very clear that it's like, we need you to set up The Last Jedi. We need you to set up this.
We need you to do this.
Yeah. And they start doing things that I'm like, okay. There's risk taking and there's what in the sweet fuck am I watching now? And I'm telling you, I wouldn't be shocked if Danny Boyle did the first half and the second half was like, we got somebody else to do reshoots and they do comedies. Because there were moments where other people laughed. Like I was thinking like, this is ridiculous. And then someone would laugh and I'm like, you're not supposed to be.
But it's just so,
But it's so well made. It is so good.
Okay.
Like you guys read about the iPhone rig.
Yeah.
Oh my God, once you see why he did that, it is so cool.
I'm excited.
It's so cool.
I'm still
is it like
psyched.
A multiple selfie shot? Because that's what the rig looks like.
So what he did essentially is Neo in the Matrix doing the bullet time.
Oh, the bullet cam. okay, yeah.
They had the Wachowskis did like 1,000 still cameras.
Yeah.
Like going across doing that. So he does the same thing, but he does it with video. So it's doing like 2-second video. And what it is just to give you an idea, they arrow a zombie in the head, and the way that they shoot it is you see it go in this way, and then they go to the rig going like this, and it's like a fucking quick pan video game going around like this, and then it's like the head blows up or blood splatter, and you're like, Whoa.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Whoa.
Cool.
It's
that's
Danny
cool.
Boyle
Whoa.
And Alex Garland. Like, they
right.
have to make a good-looking
right. have
movie.
Not been together since the first
I know.
One.
See, and I wish I didn't know these things, because I'm like...
No, it was before that. They
I'm
were
like,
on a movie called Sunshine.
Yes.
That's
sorry,
what broke them
right.
up.
Sunshine?
Sunshine's what
yeah.
broke
Sunshine's
them up.
Sunshine's controversial ending,
yeah.
which I fucking love, by the way.
Sunshine's one of my favorite
great
movies.
Movie.
I'm unbelievable.
No,
so that's what I'm saying. I wanted Sunshine.
It's stupid that ended their friendship.
I wanted Sunshine. Yeah, yeah. And it had every reason to be Sunshine, and it wasn't, to me.
And it was.
And I really hope these sequels, like, okay, if this is supposed to be part of a trilogy, I really hope these next ones prove me wrong. Like, I hope I'm missing something, and then I see the second or third, I'll be like, oh.
Okay.
But right now, I am not. Right now, I'm like, they Last Jedi'd me. What the fuck?
Well, I could picture the two of them after literally 28 years of not making a movie together.
Almost, yeah.
They don't want to have that same reaction that they had last time, where they weren't
yeah.
happy with each other. So maybe they were a little more
Which
agreeing
I find
with
ridiculous.
Ideas.
I find it ridiculous the reon that they stopped talking to each other.
I know,
there's got to be
insane.
More there.
You guys could have made
gotta
great
be more
movies. Because what, they did Ex
there.
Machina and fucking...
Yeah, and Garland did that, or he wrote that, right? And like he had a different director.
Both of them were making
fantastic
movies.
Danny Boyle's a phenomenal film. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. The movie is worth the watch just for the first half and the way he films it.
And it's the
there
two
are,
of them, man. Like,
there's so many anxiety points in the movie that are so good. Like,
sweet.
It's like, oh my god,
you got studio
oh
duped is what I think happened.
Oh.
So again, I found out that this is supposed to be
Seth
one Rogen. Of a trilogy and blah fuckity blah, I was kind of like, whatever happened to this just being
because what do you
the
call
end
the
of
next
the trilogy
one?
Yeah,
like this should be. So
that's
another
called,
thing
that's
that
this was the end.
Another thing that's really frustrating to me,
yeah.
and I gotta maybe look it up because I want to hope I missed something. But I thought 28 weeks later made it very clear that the twist at the end is they put that kid who might be a cure because he's not getting,
right.
she's not changing.
I just watched both of them on the weekend.
He gets right. in the helicopter and the helicopter crashes in Paris.
Yes,
right.
And you see the fucking.
The zombies are there, yeah.
Running towards the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Right. right.
Yeah.
So you would think if it made it to Paris, probably made it to the rest of Europe, maybe the world, but at least Europe.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So
there.
They do not acknowledge that at all in 28
really?
Years later in a dumb way, in my opinion. And I'm like, okay, unless they're going to explain this, I don't understand
so
this.
So they're still acting like it's just England.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that the end shot, I know, it's Charles, it's
right,
72
it's
hours old.
It's like
I watched
engraved.
Both of them on Saturday
yeah.
to get ready this week.
And they're
yeah,
both
yeah.
great.
Oh
they're
my God,
so
I had
good.
Such a
they're
good,
so
I was,
good.
I was editing and it was on in the background and I was like, oh God, Carlisle, your character is such a dick.
He's such
yeah,
a dick.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, and then he
yeah.
comes back and then, like, I watched it again. Sort of cut you off.
No, please.
I watched it again in the scene where he goes in to kiss her.
Yeah.
Oh my
does
God.
Does she bite him out of spite?
No, I think it's just saliva.
Oh, it's the saliva
yeah,
that she was infected with.
Yeah, because it's blood and saliva.
Yeah,
because
it
looks like she's so broken that she just infected him.
Well, no,
because
she
nobody
does that.
Knew that her saliva had.
So
because she got bit, but she didn't turn.
Right, but she, I imagine she thinks that she's just immune to it. Maybe.
Yeah, but not
so
knowing
it won't
that
spread.
Not.
You know what though, Mike? I do like that idea because you never know.
You never know.
It could be spite. She knows she's dying.
And
like,
he fucking left
like,
her to
fuck
die.
This
that's
dude.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
fuck this dude.
Because
I'm
going
to die.
Yeah.
You should die too.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I would
first
also
time
be
I saw
like,
it,
good
but then
you.
He beat her to death.
Yeah, that was so fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
That,
so yeah. I don't know if that was really her
so,
plan.
Again, yeah, there are so many. I think that's part of the reason that made me so frustrated was also a lot of filmmakers, a lot of early reviews were like, best movie, blah, blah, blah. And the preview, I was
I heard
really
great
excited.
Things.
I was really excited. There are things that I really
How's
love
Ralph?
About this movie.
Not Rafe. I checked it up. It's Ralph.
It's Ralph?
It's R-A-L.
There's,
it's
no, I don't care how it's spelled. It's how it's said, Michael.
But it's like Favre and Favreau.
Yeah.
It's that shit.
I don't care how it's spelled.
I think it's Ralph. I always say Ralph Fiennes.
I say Rafe.
Listener, let
at
us
the
know.
Oscars,
I'm pretty
I think
sure
they
it's
say Ralph.
Yeah, we'll see.
But that could be Americans doing it, right?
We're
they
waiting a whole
never...
year to find this out at
I
the
swear
Oscars.
To God,
anyways,
it's Rafe.
Conclave is amazing.
But how was he in this? Like
phenomenal.
Yeah.
All the performances are incredible.
Is he military? Is
some
he part
people,
of that whole military?
I
thing?
Can't spoil it for you.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
really cool.
Fair enough.
It's really cool.
We'll go in for
But all the people, like some people show up very briefly. Some people have a bigger impact. All the performances are phenomenal. They casted it like Jodie Comer.
Jodie, yeah.
Oh my God. Unbelievable performance.
They say she's the next Meryl Streep. Kenneth,
oh, wow.
Kenneth Branagh just said, and I quote, I am upset. I cannot invest in stocks in her future.
She's phenomenal.
Wow.
That's what Kenneth Branagh said about her
this,
performance.
I'm not going to lie. This is not me overhyping. she could easily get an Oscar nod for this.
Her performance. Stellar.
That's amazing.
From the minute she's on screen, that's you're amazing. Like, whoa. Because it's a very specific, like, it's nuts. It's wild. That's what I mean, is there's so many good things, but for me.
Free guy.
It seems like it's hard for you not to like it.
It's a second half thing. Yeah. Like, the more we need to talk because there's a, okay. I can't spoil it.
Yeah.
But there's a very definitive thing in the movie that is supposed to get that reaction. You either are like, what the fuck? Or
he
you're
said
like,
supposed
whoa.
To.
How many Jodie Comers out of 10?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfair. She's a 10 out of 10. Overall, honestly, I give it an extra star just because of how well it is made.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7, but I think it's a 6.
All right.
What'd you watch this week?
Me, I finally got around to watching Tim Robinson's new movie, Friendship.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How is it?
It is such a treat.
How are the two of them?
Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. My God. For the listener at home, if you don't know, it's a movie about male friendship and how that all of us are just looking for a friend. And it's the movie's more about how men probably shouldn't have friends.
Really?
I love that.
Think it would be better if we didn't have friends or try to make friends.
But doesn't that make terrible?
That makes you a sociopath.
You'd think so, Michael. But we're all sociopaths.
That's true.
We're all
together.
Just trying to keep it at bay.
That's great.
Paul Rudd, he plays a straight man in this, and Tim Robinson is obviously the fucking nut.
Yeah.
And Kate Mara is Tim Robinson's wife, and she is just so good in this.
Oh,
my God.
Her.
Like, she just plays, I have nothing in common with my husband, and I fucking hate him so much.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but it's not an anger hate. It's a resent. I just don't want to be. Yeah,
like a
you
parental
ruined
disappointment.
My life.
Yeah, I loathe thee.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to say it's one long, I think you should leave sketch doesn't do it justice, but there's just nothing else to compare it to.
Gotcha.
There are going to be parts in it where it'll feel like watching fucking The Rehearsal, where
you're just
I am so uncomfortable. Why won't this scene end? Dear God.
Oh, my God.
It's Tim at his best, man. Like, he can do some of this stuff, but just in a feature, it is incredible to watch, and it doesn't get boring at any time. It just, you get genuinely worried for everybody involved.
Oh,
you
my God. That's
just
great.
Want everyone to be friends.
That's so funny.
I heard it described as I love you, man, if everything went horribly wrong.
That's great.
And that's this movie. And it's got Paul Rudd, so it just ties itself together.
It kind of, it plays.
But this is it, man. Like, I don't know who's...
Did he write it?
No, I thought he did, but it's actually written by someone else. I'm just going to pull it up here.
Yeah.
He's just...
Get your specs.
They got... That's
Tim is just so... Like, he's smart, man, and I wouldn't have... I would have believed that he wrote it, but it's actually written and directed by Andrew DeYoung.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Do you guys know Andrew
DeYoung?
No,
it's not familiar to me. But I mean, it's pretty incredible to be someone that can write for somebody like Tim Robbins. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
they got to be writing partners.
Yeah, like they know.
I'm sure they know each other.
Yeah, it's got to be like a Scorsese and Leo. Like, they
you can't just walk in and be like, Tim, I know what to write for you.
Right. They match and they know what to do with each other because, like, that's wild.
I mean, nothing on here that we've really seen.
Like an up and comer?
He was a director for the show Pen 15, which did really well.
He
was he directed three episodes of Miracle Workers.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, so yeah, he's coming up.
Yeah, he's coming up. Exactly. So this, and he wrote this. Like, this was his.
Sure.
And
I'm really excited to see
it. I have every reason to believe that he wrote this for Tim Robinson.
Probably.
Yeah.
It just makes
the trailer
sense.
Is short enough and. Like, it focuses on his mannerisms and his...
I showed Claudia the trailer, and she's like, I don't think I can watch this.
Yeah, I tried to do it with Shauna, too.
That's fair.
I mean, parts of it are just so funny. My goodness.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd plays a weatherman, and Tim Robinson... Paul Rudd just moves into this house with his wife. Tim Robinson lives up the street, and he keeps getting his mail by mistake, so he brings it up to him, and they start becoming friends,
that's
you know?
So funny.
Tim convinces him that he should really go for that promotion he's looking for. He wants to be daytime weatherman. So he gets it. And, you know, he's like, maybe I should keep this guy around. He seems to be good luck.
Right.
And everything just fucking goes off the rails once he introduces him to his other friends.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. And, you know, nobody really big name or anything in this, just Tim and Paul.
Is it anybody from I Think You Should
Leave? Kate Mara. No.
Or the Detroiters? Or no way.
Just Connor O'Malley.
Oh, wow, yeah,
for
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah.
But nobody.
It's a true Hollywood independent comedy.
That's it.
I'm really happy to hear Kate Mara. I really like her. I'm
she's
happy to
great,
hear that
man.
She's, yeah,
she
I really
nailed
like
it.
Her. She's awesome.
Sue Storm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sue Storm, baby. Yeah.
Jessica Alba, Kate Mara, and now...
Vanessa Kirby.
Yep.
Really excited for Fantastic Four, by the way.
How many T-shirt tuckers out of 10 do you give it?
Oh, TC Tuggers?
TC Tuggers.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I enjoy his stuff a lot. I could see why a lot of people maybe wouldn't enjoy this.
Sure,
too much.
Yeah, yeah, no, but like,
I don't think it's going to get any awards or nominated for anything. Maybe some independent stuff, but
yeah,
like I bet it did great at TIFF.
Oh, 100. I bet you it would.
I bet it did that. Great at Kane, Con.
Con. It's Con.
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 Kane is Michael. Con is
right.
Film.
Con. Yeah, I'm. You know, I bet it would
Kine,
do great.
James
at
Con.
Those.
Con.
I'm going to give it an 8 because I had so much fun and I really wish
nice.
I watched it.
And
in theaters.
That is all that matters.
Yeah.
You need to. If I went to see it in theaters, because you need to be in a place where you feel like you're trapped.
Well,
sure. Yeah.
It's so
yeah.
funny you mentioned that. So my
yeah,
buddy.
It heightens it.
It heightens it.
My buddy and I were talking about this because he said he saw it recently because I think it's streaming or it's on demand.
It's on
it's
demand.
On Crave,
okay,
right?
So I'm going to. Yeah. I'm gonna.
It's on demand.
Definitely going to download it.
Yeah.
But he said he saw it in theaters and he saw it streaming. And he said what was great about theaters is you can hear people either wincing or laughing. Yeah. And he said a lot of times he would laugh and no one else would. And he loves that kind of tension.
Sometimes you laugh because you're
so,
just so uncomfortable.
Oh, and he also loves that. Like
yeah.
he just loves that kind of comedy.
Oh.
So he's like, I laughed so many times and no one else did. And he's like, it was also... He said it was like a social experiment in a way while
yeah,
you're
it
watching
is.
It, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which
that's
I
a good
love.
Way to put it.
It's,
I love.
The audience is getting is
yeah.
going through it more than
well, whenever,
a normal audience.
That's right.
Would.
Whenever I watch Nathan For You with Claudia, she is just like, I hate this, and I'm laughing.
I hate this,
and
man.
It's so interesting to see as like a social experiment. Like, why do I
yeah.
find it so fucking
why
funny?
Why
like,
am I enjoying this?
I'm
why
laughing.
Am I fucking
like,
crazy?
I'm belly laughing, and she's like repulsed. She's like, and then she's angry with me. She's like, why do you find this funny? I'm like, don't do that.
Why?
You don't want to do this. You don't want to know why.
She's angry.
Yeah. You
because
don't want to know
wrong.
This.
It's not part
yeah.
of our deal.
Right.
Incredible.
Jimmy. That's great. That's great. I'm excited to know.
Jimmy, ask me what time is it.
What time is it?
It's debate time.
Oh, debate time, brother.
At my signal, unleash hell.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's ass.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, mean doggy? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Could you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Yeah, if you were here at the beginning of the show, hopefully you're here now. This is where the cars are coming in. This is we're going to back everything into the garage. We're going to
yeah.
go through it. So, do we want to start at the top, gentlemen, or
do
yeah, we want to start
it.
At the bottom?
No, okay. You start at the top.
All right. So,
not that top. There we go.
In our first seed here, listener. Actually, before
oh,
the
DeLorean one already.
The floor is open.
Okay,
in our first
let's
seed,
open up
listener,
the floor to
we have a 1967 Shelby GT500, also known as Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I brought this to the party.
Of course you did.
Versus seed 8, the A-team van.
Oh, yeah.
Which Jimmy brought.
Oh,
what
yeah.
I should have looked up what kind of van.
I think it's a Chevy. Look it up. I think
that's
it's some sort of
one.
Panel van for sure because it's got a lot of
it
room.
It was before it became a rape van.
It was
come
before
on.
You saw that van.
It was like a Scooby van.
And that van was...
Yeah.
Your parents said, don't go near that van.
Right.
And then when Mr. T came out, I pity you for...
It's a customized 83 GMC Vandura.
Oh,
Vandura.
Cool.
Sweet.
Shauna's brother has a Vandura that we've gone camping in.
Oh,
it's in his yard
awesome.
Right now.
All right,
that's
so
awesome.
I win. Let's just move on to the next round.
I think he wins, yeah.
So, Charles, because you get the final say on this, and if you can't decide, you're going to have to flip a coin.
I fucking loved the A-Team. I mean, I really liked it. I liked when they did the remake with fucking Rampage.
Crazy.
And Bradley Cooper was insane.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the A-Team.
The
I'm
animal.
A big fan.
So you want the A-Team to go first?
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
yeah.
I've got you.
Bring it.
Listen, As far as vans go, I don't think there's ever been a faster van. That was catching up to cartels.
Yeah.
Not only that, this was carrying veterans, Michael. Veterans who were screwed over by their country.
That's right.
And my God, they somehow never shot anybody.
That's right.
They would solve the crime, no one would die, and the van would get them to the next place.
His pity was so strong, he didn't have to shoot anyone.
So bad crime-solving skills make this a cool van.
No, they solved every crime every time because they're the A-team.
That's right.
Thank you for setting me up for that.
They're the number one team.
That's right.
Okay.
Now tell us about your B-team vehicle.
My B-team vehicle. When I say, okay, you want to talk, sir, you have reliability. let's talk infamy for a second.
Can you put your kids in there?
Let's just be real with each other for a second.
Groceries.
I mean,
you can move
two
your
bags.
Apartment.
If I say Eleanor to you,
right?
What do you think?
Roosevelt.
I thought Rigby.
Thank you.
Beatles and presidents. I get it.
Right.
When I say Eleanor, though, and I'm referring to movie cars, what am I referring to?
Yeah. I don't know.
The 1967 Shelby Mustang from Gone in 60 Seconds.
I know the car you're talking about, but I just didn't really care for that movie.
That's fine.
He's effed.
Carroll Shelby is one of America's
Is that the one
foremost...
he smashes at the end?
That's the one he smashes. When
yeah,
he's
that was a cool. That was a really cool
like it
sequence.
Comes in completely wrecked, and then they go and fix it for him. And
yeah,
get
yeah,
it back.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That was a cool end. Sequence. Yeah, yeah.
It is just enough race car to be a race car, but still be allowed to be street legal. So like you don't have to be a trained driver to run it.
Right.
But they build it like you should be a fucking race car driver. It is one of, if not America's foremost known muscle cars. But from a movie. That movie, like. Without Eleanor, put any other car in there. Are you as interested in Nicolas Cage's character without the Shelby, without the myth of the Shelby, without the history of the Shelby, without Eleanor getting away from him? Like, they mythologize that car, and it becomes part of his character. It's an extension of who he is. Jimmy has a fucking clown car, Charles.
But where do they put the team? You can't put the team anywhere in your car.
Every one of my team members knows how to drive their own vehicle. They don't need to drive around a car fucking pool.
But he smashes it. They never smash the 18.
Yeah, that's true. No, and if they do, it's back next week.
Right.
But okay.
Because they pity it and it rebuilds.
That's right.
That engine is built for fuel consumption. My engine is built for fucking cool.
But you
my
said it was street legal. Like,
it is street legal.
That's lame. Not cool.
Dude, it's this close to being only should be raced
the
on A-team's a
racetrack. The A-team's
van
isn't even registered.
One horsepower away. If I know anything about cars, it's one horsepower away from being
the
illegal.
The A-team are... on the run from the law, there's no way that van is registered.
And
that makes it way cooler.
Can we put the A-team?
And they're veterans.
And they're veterans
put my van against... Put your, my
oh,
van.
Your van?
Put your van.
It's our van now.
Are we all going for a ride in your
we
fucking
got
van?
Because we're the A-team. And we need a van.
Put us on the line. Charles, put us on the line. Where are you? You're in last year. I'm in the future. You're gone.
This
I'm lapping.
This is about racing, brother.
I'm lapping. This is a car that not only makes you look good, your van makes you look like a pedophile.
He tried to put...
My car makes me look like Nicolas Cage.
As far as I know... As far as I know, those Coppolas have a lot of interesting things about them. I don't know if
Francis
Mr.
Ford,
T, listen, local hero...
The nephew falls far from the tree.
Like... God.
Mr. T is a hero. You will not speak ill of that.
I could blow the rest of it on this right now, but I feel that if I blow all my points, I won't have anything left because we all know.
He thinks
historically
he's moving
speaking,
on.
When
Mr.
you move
T
on, you really
got to
save some shit. You got to keep some shit in the chamber.
That's just when Martin's here.
That's true. All right. Well, because it's a school night, Charles, we're gonna relinquish this to you. Which way were you swayed? Look me in the eyes and tell me I'm right.
He thought sex appeal would get him there.
I get what you're saying about that car. It's
stop
nice
talking.
Car.
Don't do. Do
it's
not
nice
pick
car,
the A.
Mike.
Do not eliminate the Shelby.
I'm so sorry, Mike, but it's the A-team van.
That's right.
It's such a cool van.
It's sweet, dude.
It's like army green and brown.
Yeah, but it has the A-team in it.
I think it's two-tone black and metallic gray.
It was their fucking car.
With a red stripe.
And at night, it was the Ninja Turtles van.
It also has
they
fog
shared
lights.
Their vans.
You are.
I'm so sorry, Mike. I'm
somehow
sorry.
It has a sunroof.
You should say sorry when you mean it.
Sometimes the van has a
he
sunroof.
Got me with the A-team
sometimes
van.
It doesn't.
The Shelby's a very nice car.
Do I have to jump out of my car and be like, pity the fool for you to pick me?
Sounds like if Shelby,
I had Mr. T,
if
would
you
I...
can show me Mr. T driving the Shelby, I'll pick
this
it.
This is the car
well,
that everybody watched. Like, nobody wants to steal the A-team. They don't want to steal the A-team van. Everybody wants to steal the Shelby
A-team
Mustang.
The A-team van gets stolen multiple times in that show, I'm
does
sure
it?
Of it. Oh, yeah, probably.
Who would want, like, that's, you're not
it's a big mistake.
His their enemies?
I pity the fool that steals the A-team
their
van.
Their enemies?
That's right.
I'm
they have
so
a lot
sorry.
Of those. It's just the right choice.
I can't click on this.
He voted with his heart.
No, I don't believe
it. Oh, he won't.
I won't click on
he
it.
He won't.
You
not
have to
that
click
he
on
can't.
It.
It's that he won't.
Oh, you have to click on it. Figure out how to do it from your wrong hand. No.
There's no voting with integrity.
You
got
to go
this
to the check mark.
He's voting with his heart.
You click it, and then you go submit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
This is. I might win a bracket because Martin's not here.
This fucking sucks.
This is going to be great for me.
I'm sorry, but that I looked at Iconic.
Thank you. Which one is that more conventions?
I can see a Shelby anywhere.
I'm
going to
sit out this round.
You won't.
I won't see it anywhere.
So, Jimmy, we're going to put you back up again, but we're going to kick me out, and we're going to put Charles in here.
Oh, what are we going against?
We're going Mystery Machine versus Tim Burton's Batmobile.
Oh,
we're being specific.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
The Mystery. You want to do this twice, Jimmy?
I'll go first.
All right.
Well, it's it seems 3/4 of the cards I picked have a hand in solving mysteries of some kind.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. Again, big van that can fit a whole team. If you want to have friends, we talk about the male loneliness epidemic. You're going to need some friends, but as we talked about before, men shouldn't have friends.
Get the big van before you get the friends.
Holy shit, that's funny.
I mean, look, it solves mysteries. They fucking barbecue in that van.
That's not
what more do you want? You go on a road trip with your teen friends. You solve a mystery at an abandoned amusement park.
You do get the crew if you
van.
Like,
yeah, and I mean it's not like it has anything else, but that van gets them across America from the bayou to California to New York.
It's dependable.
They
as fuck.
Solve mysteries. They've met real life zombies in that van, and it always gets away.
I believe they also might have teamed up with Batman.
They have before, yeah. That's what makes this so interesting.
Right. Which is very interesting because of all the vehicles you could pick from, you pick the Batmobile?
Yeah, Tim Burton's Batmobile.
Tim Robinson's Batmobile.
So, yeah. Yeah, so
he likes
a zip line
car.
It's just a zip line that takes you across the city. It just, it's got fire out the back. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a turbo. It's got jet engine.
The way you get in and out is pretty fucking cool,
I think it's a ridiculous shape to be in a city.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not street legal, Charles.
That makes it cooler, Michael.
It does make it cooler. It has been used to solve mysteries as well.
You do have a point. It's a straight-up detective car.
Shit.
It's been used to solve some murders.
You have a lot more car than he does. Like, he's like a short, pudgy little fucker.
My car will get there when you need to, and it'll solve it when it needs to.
At least mine can take a sharp left turn.
Mine can.
What do you need a left turn for when you can drive through the building?
That's correct. Yeah. And again, no one's in it. So it's just.
You're running over clowns.
It's probably his building.
We did mention, listener, just if you're wondering why he's not being like, it's got a fucking missile launcher. It's because we said the missile launcher had to go. It was just the Batmobile itself.
Right. So it still has the fire coming out of the back.
That's the vehicle doing it.
Yeah. That's the guzzoline.
Mother's milk.
Only Batman can drive it.
It's just fucking cool. Anytime you see it,
it looks
like
a penis. It's pretty fucking cool.
You can't fit any friends in there.
You can fit one.
You guys just driving around all by yourselves. You can barely get in the carpool lane.
It had a seat for Kim Basinger. I remember that.
We're saving the environment.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you need the fire to go fast.
That cannot be good for Earth.
And it looks cool. It's definitely not good for Earth. That's so funny.
Can we get yours in like a battery version? Can we turn it into a Tesla?
Yeah. No, then it'll blow up.
Oh, yeah. And that's worse for the Earth, true. I think.
Michael, what do you think?
Lesser of two evils.
Well, I looked up here, so you actually have a G body. Chevy G body is what you are.
Thank you.
And if you want to know, you were a Chevy Impala. That's the base of
cool.
of Tim Burton's Batman.
Oh yeah, I like
definitely.
That.
So we have two Impalas in the.
I like.
That. God, I
we
want
do.
Them to go against each other.
The
right?
Impala's back.
The Impalas
baby.
Are running, baby.
Yeah.
Just because he wants to win so badly.
God damn it.
And
he's not voting with integrity, Martin.
No, Martin, where are you?
Martin.
There's no integrity here. Martin's gone.
God are you saying goodbye to the Batmobile?
I'm saying as much as you wronged me in the first round, I am going to stick with you because the enemy
Boo.
Of my enemy is my friend. That car
when the armor goes over the wheels.
They
and the
gave
fucking,
your
that was
car
so cool.
They gave Jimmy's
so cool.
car away in McDonald's toys, but the Batmobile was in the McDonald's.
They gave those away too.
No, well they did.
Toys.
You had to get a Big Mac meal, and that was too big for me, Jimmy.
But the Batmobile was featured in so many commercials that year. Like that car has gone on to transcend.
Well, and it became a thing that when a new director took over, they got to modify because the Schumacher Batmobile's different.
It is. Yeah,
and then obviously you know what's his face, Nolan's Batman.
I would have won if you picked Schumacher's.
No, the Riddler green.
No, you still would have picked that one?
I would have
the Riddler
Schumacher
green one.
Wins.
I like the Riddler green one. That one was
so,
good.
So, like,
fine.
For ease of whatever, and I need some people
I'll
on my
take
side.
You know what
L.
it was, too? I think it was the Schumacher one, but there was a Drew Carey episode where he won the Batmobile, and I think it was the Schumacher one.
But it was the Schumacher one, and they were like, we don't want that.
And it had the fire in the back,
too. It's ridiculous.
Too, and he, like, uses it to get to work because he's late, and they're all fucked up when they get there because it's, like, so fast.
Okay.
So funny.
We incredible. Are down two rounds. We got two more to go to get out of this first round because Jimmy's now going to be the judge. Pick a round that doesn't
My name is Judge. What's the bottom one?
Bottom one's Viper versus the 1970 Ford Mustang boss from John Wick.
Let's do that.
All right. So this is Viper from the classic 90s TV show, Charles.
Charles, you go first.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know. The Viper was such a
I don't know.
It was such a
it's
cool
sweet,
car.
Dude.
It was such a cool car. When I realized that they designed it to look like the face of a Viper, and they did that like
you know,
side
that makes
by
a
side.
Lot of sense, and I feel like an idiot for only knowing that now.
I was like, holy
it
shit.
It took me a minute to get there,
yeah,
too. Don't worry.
It makes
was
a lot
so,
of sense.
Such a cool car, and yeah, the show was ridiculous. It was basically a mock. It was like a knockoff of Knight Rider.
Knight Rider. That's
the car
what I
could
thought.
Do
100%.
Shit. The car could do shit.
Did it talk?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
so does
I
it get
remember.
To talk
talked,
in this?
It changed its fucking... It had a
it changed
chameleon
the color.
Skin.
Yeah, so it had so, red and white that it could change into.
I agree cool. that it doesn't get the chameleon feature. If you guys do, but does the car still get to talk in this bracket?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right, because is that a mechanical
it
thing?
It is all about
or
the
is
car.
That a sentient?
It's supposed to be about the car, but you also talked about sexiness.
Yeah.
Oh, so if it
is
talks,
is this car
going
to be like the movie Her?
Oh.
Where you fall in love with an inanimate object.
Perhaps.
Perhaps, and maybe want to crawl up behind the tailpipe. And
but the car is voiced
some...
by Colin Jost.
Oh my God! That's
no, I need ScarJo to have this.
And no,
it's him doing
Jost.
Only Michael Che jokes.
Oh God!
It's extremely
nobody
racist.
Wants to own that device.
Yeah.
Charles
yeah.
fell in love. With that racist car.
No, he has a point. Like we did say that you weren't allowed missiles on.
Like
no,
you can't time travel, but is talking
so
really
the,
an advantage?
Yeah,
so, and the color changing, obviously, no, because that's
yeah.
not
yeah.
a car.
I mean,
thing.
We're just, he's just setting the fact that the Viper
it
was
just
was,
a cool car. It's super fast.
Because none of us picked talking cars. This is the only talking car in the bracket.
Yeah. It's like a roadster, you know what I mean? It's fucking fast.
I think
it looks cool.
The car is not possessed, correct? It is
it's
a
not Chris Stein.
No.
It's a robot in the car.
Yeah, it's like yeah. it's like
then
a
I
sent
think that's
it's like
allowed.
An AI. It's like an AI in the
it's
car.
A pro, judge, it's, part, it's a computer.
I say that's yeah. allowed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it talks, which is cool.
It is probably force
cheers you up when
I did. But you got a good point. Like for sexiness.
It's a very
I don't
sexy
have a
car.
Point.
No, but it is a curvaceous.
It's a cool
oh my
car.
God!
It
Michael's
is one
attracted
of,
to the car.
Do you guys remember Chip Foose, the car designer? There, he had a show on Discovery Channel. He was
called
like,
Chips.
Foose Designs or some shit.
Oh.
But it was like
no.
Orange County Choppers, but for cars.
Oh, neat.
Cool.
And this was one of the last guys taking from the era of like big back ends and curves.
Pimp My Ride.
Pimp My Ride, just like bold, weird, alien
sex
LSD.
Cars.
Like guy cars, right?
Okay.
Like that muscle car era. Mm-hmm. And the Viper just kept on
viping.
Keeping on with that vibe. Like,
yeah.
That car is...
Viper, no viping.
It's you know what it is, too? It's like, it's a again, it's an iconic car. When you see a Viper, you know it, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's and that show, I mean, that car. Show was a Viper commercial.
It was.
What
the whole
color
thing
is it in the show?
It's
red.
So it starts red, and then they can change it to white
right,
with
yeah.
like the black stripe over it.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's cool.
I always just picture it being lime green for some reason because I hear Viper and I think.
But you know what? A Viper is cool at any color. That's
yeah.
what's so cool.
Maybe
a Viper
right.
is fucking awesome.
It's also cool because it was part of that cheesy 90s like masculine culture.
Totally.
Right? Like it was there was Viper calendars and Viper whatever, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Does
it solve crime?
They use it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It
does
right.
have a utility.
That's their
okay.
that's their
Michael,
vehicle.
Why don't you tell me why John Wick's car is better?
Because just like his dog, it's the reason he broke bad, and without the car, we have no movie.
True.
God.
Right?
It's the daisy of cars.
It's the daisy of cars.
Yeah.
Without John Leguizamo, we have no movie.
We really don't, because, yeah.
Oh my God,
we don't even,
great.
Yeah, like that car
who
doesn't
would fix
get
this
dropped,
car?
But... That, I mean, again, I do realize I'm up again with a muscle car, specifically Ford. Like you, I'm not even really a Ford.
It's muscle
guy.
Car round.
I just think, like, it was either this or
so
it was the
Dodge
Charger
versus Ford.
Dodge versus Ford, which is it's just actually pretty classic epic battle, right?
Yeah,
didn't even put that on the nose. I love that car has an, like, when he takes it down the airport road when he gets it out. Right?
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
That whole sequence is. Every car shot is always.
That's
a
all you've ever
shot.
Wanted to do is just rip it down an airplane. Yeah.
Right?
That's all you want.
It is such a good representation of what a powerful car is.
Yeah.
And then we all know that if you catch me in that matte black car, you're going to be like, is that John Wick or Mike Petro? You will be confused for like a half second.
Wow.
Right? I don't know. The way you drive.
Yeah. What? What's. No. And like, it just. It's. The Shelby is fast and meant to be like a bullet, but this
he's still
is,
arguing the Shelby.
But I'm just using it for comparison's sake. Yeah.
Let her die, Mike.
Eleanor's not dead. But this car is just about power and expression and just dominance, right? Like the big fat tires designed to peel rubber. Like it is what everybody wants in a true muscle car versus a snakehead.
But doesn't talk and solve mysteries.
My car is called the Viper.
I think I'm going to go with Mike.
Damn.
Yeah, let's go with the John Wick
Without
car.
My car, a lot Damn of bad it. People don't die.
That's true.
With your vehicle.
You need a Viper.
I'm going with Charles.
No!
I'm just kidding.
No!
He needs a Viper, damn it.
You know, compelling.
That's it.
So our last quarterfinal round is the SpongeBob burger car.
Hell yeah. Oh God,
versus so Kay's car, my pick, from Men in Black.
That's a good
the
one,
The Chevy
too.
Caprice, the big fucking boat.
I want to go first because I think I can get even Michael's vote.
Wow.
Wow, he's asking me to submit.
Burgers.
He's
gonna be burgers.
Trying to push over my queen.
I realize that this movie and SpongeBob as a whole is a little bit outside of your generation. But would all say, Michael, what is our favorite thing to do before we go to the movies?
We do enjoy cheeseburgers.
We do enjoy going to get cheeseburgers, don't we, Michael? That is a true statement.
Yeah, yeah. What? Who are you right now?
Now imagine, if you will, I'm just a nice country southern lawyer.
Okay. I thought you were Foghorn Leghorn, but go on.
And now imagine, if you will, Michael, if you were going to get burgers for the movies in one. And that is my argument today. No more questions.
It's a quarterfinal argument for sure.
I'll say it's not a double cheeseburger, Michael, but it is a good burger car.
I do declare.
Uh-oh. It's made of something.
I haven't seen the SpongeBob movie. What, like, how does he get the car?
Well, that's the thing, Michael. SpongeBob does not have his driver's license, but you don't need a license to drive a sandwich.
That's very true.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the Charles jury, I present to you Exhibit A, burgers.
Jesus.
May I retort?
A man who loves
Your
burgers
Honor?
So Please. Much his cat is named Burger.
Please go for
I
it.
Had no say in that. I went along with that.
I'll say.
How convenient for you, Mr. Petro. No more questions.
Have you seen this Chevy Caprice? Have you seen what this thing can do? I'm not allowed to have all the bells and whistles it has.
You can
but
press
it's got,
the red button.
But it proves it's got a lot of fucking trunk space.
And
it's
Elvis.
It's got a lot. And Elvis. I think it says elegance. I mean, Kay's driving around in this thing. We all know Tommy Lee Jones ain't no spring chicken. Like, your grandpa's Lincoln.
I thought you picked a K car.
No, not K's
car. I was excited.
Not a K car.
I was like, man,
K's
he might win.
Car.
Oh.
I can see how you could be confused by that. A
K car? It's a nice, reliable automobile.
It is a nice, reliable automobile. Doesn't Dax Shepard have a K car in Employee of the Month? No, it's a Honda.
Yeah.
Anyways.
How dare you.
How dare you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
How dare you.
It is a boat. It is comfortable. Mm-hmm. It has got elegance. It says, I am a man of style. I'm a man of patience. I'm not in a rush to get there. A car is majority of the time about a look. Now, I do not get the red button, unfortunately. That is that's somewhat of an after modification because it does launch you into, you know, hyperspace practically.
Right. Okay.
And I don't get like how it
not
becomes
today.
A triple wide either. But I don't think I need that because we all know when Kay gets out of that car, we all know Will Smith is he's riding bitch. right?
Yes, he slaps him.
He slaps him, yes. Right? That's the kind of thing you're allowed to do with that car. You're allowed to smack people and get away with it. Specifically, Will Smith. If you were driving in this car, could drive by Will and smack him and completely
get
away with it. With
a burger.
Okay. With or without a burger. It's up to
now,
you.
Now, Michael, you described this car as a boat, correct?
A boat lack, Your Honor.
But it could not drive underwater now, could it?
It, define how underwater we are.
The SpongeBob burger car can, in fact, drive underwater.
How many fathoms?
Leagues under the sea.
Leagues.
Oh, leagues.
Shit.
Wow. Okay, I think we should give this over to you for time.
Oh,
and for the sake
shit.
That I... Yeah. why are we all talking like Looney Tunes characters?
I said,
boy, what's your answer?
Yeah, so I know nothing about SpongeBob.
I know.
But you do know a lot about Men in Black.
And
the idea
burgers.
Of having burgers in the under the water is not good to me.
Mushy.
Oh.
Right.
Unappetizing.
Oh.
Right.
You've never tried it.
The pressure difference is not going to make for
crap.
Think
juice.
Of the salt.
Oh, God, it's just salt. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah,
oh.
I love the Men in Black car. I'm so sorry.
Well, suicide it is for me.
And you know what? You said it right away. You're like, this might be beyond your generation. I was like, at least he knows. At least he knows.
He knows the audience he's
Shit.
Talking to. Welcome.
One show I
well, that
get
didn't
into.
Go my way.
Welcome.
One show I
welcome
get into.
To the semifinals,
I'm so
listener.
Sorry.
We are well on our way to being almost halfway over this. So we do have some of our bye weeks that are entering the arena. And as always, we started at the top. We will do that again. We have now brought in
who?
One famous car that everybody knows, no matter how many times you say it, they know what movie it's from. It's the DeLorean.
Oh yeah.
Versus the
A-Team van.
And
also
I'm
known as
in
Eleanor
charge.
Eleanor Killer.
So I'm looking at you, Eleanor Killer.
Nick Gage is the Eleanor.
It set up a fatwa on Eleanor.
Yeah.
So I will
My
let Charles, you have the floor oh. first with
I mean,
your 1980s yeah. piece of sexiness.
My doors open up like a transformer.
Suicide,
dude,
suicide
cool.
doors
suicide
are cool.
Doors.
That's pretty,
pretty
cool.
Cool.
You know, it's iconic. You know it from anywhere it is. It goes pretty fast, so you can get to 88.
At least. At least.
It's going
to
create
88.
Some nostalgia. 88
miles
88. Per hour.
Gets
Hitting that
that's
in a
fun.
Mall parking lot.
Yeah, right. Ooh. You can take that thing on the highway.
Twin Pines, Porter's Place.
Yeah. It's fun. You know, it's good. You can fit people in. You can fit your crew in there.
You cannot
you
fit
can,
a crew
you can
in
fit
there.
You and your
there
date
is
in there.
No flux capacitor in the back. None of that.
Oh, you think this
back.
All of a sudden has
People
room for a fucking
there.
Family?
Sure,
it's a sedan.
It was the '80s. You didn't it's need seatbelts, baby.
It wishes it was a sedan. It's not a sedan.
It's not a sedan.
It's cool. It's cool.
It
and
is.
It's so cool. They're bringing it back.
It's like the nerdiest car too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's like computer guys and tech guys had DeLoreans, right? They weren't mass produced. They
bankrupt them.
The guy who played the guy who played Biff Tannen said it was a piece of garbage. So
oh,
yeah,
come
but
on.
Biff was
He's
a bully.
Biff,
yeah, you're gonna believe Biff?
Butthead? It was difficult to work with the car. It was moody.
Okay.
You're gonna trust an old sports bettor who's cheating?
I
all
am.
The time?
I
also,
would do the same.
He
thing.
He used it for two scenes. If Jay Fox said that, then maybe I'd consider it.
Yeah, and Jimmy, you got a lot of work to do to make me not pick the DeLorean on this show.
Well, I'm
not living in Winnipeg if I don't pick the DeLorean.
I just assumed that the A-Team van would be a part of your generation, Michael.
I do love
I'm in between A-Team vans. I was too old for the new movie because I didn't care about it.
No.
Rabbit
nobody
Jackson,
did.
I was too, come on.
I didn't care.
Charlton Copley, come
thank
on.
Thank you.
It was fun, man. Patrick Wilson.
It's like when they tried to do Dukes of Hazzard movie.
That was good.
Okay, when they tried to do the third Blues Brothers movie, like this kind of shit.
Not
if
third
pick,
Blues Brothers. That was bad.
That's what I'm saying. It's a piece of shit. If you'd pick the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard movie
but
over
you
the A-Team van from the A-Team movie.
You
that is a racist car.
I haven't seen it.
You've got to watch the A-Team movie.
It's not going to make me like this piece of shit van that killed Eleanor.
Listen, this at least the van's not racist.
All right, prove your point so I can pick him.
The DeLorean is racist.
What?
Listen.
No.
The car's a piece of poop. You can't do
it's
anything
a
with it.
Poop.
You can't get groceries with this car.
You definitely
it's a ridiculous
can. You
car.
It has a trunk again. There is no flux capacitor.
How are you
going
to get it fixed? There's no DeLorean dealership. I bet this van is easy to get parts
Kia
for.
Kia takes everything.
It's an import.
Damn it.
Kia
takes
will,
everything.
Kia will take everything.
We'll just download
the
manual.
Parts.
Who manufactured the DeLorean?
DeLorean.
Robert DeLorean Enterprises. No, Robert DeLorean, I think his name is. There's a whole documentary on Netflix about him.
Robert DeLorean?
No. Yes. Not his cousin.
They called him the Jackal of the Auto Trade.
Fine, pick the goddamn DeLorean. Let's get on with this.
There's no way. There's no way. Even if it wasn't attached to Back to the Future, the DeLorean is just one of those. Like,
I can't even use the convention argument. Like, the DeLorean is probably at comic conventions more than this.
It's the first thing I walked up to at Universal Studio that
they
wasn't.
Both have iconic songs, and you definitely know more Back to the Future than
A-Team. The A-Team is like a good like bob your head beat, but it has nothing to do with a car.
Stupid.
Cool.
I'm not living in Winnipeg.
Also, the DeLorean can time travel.
No, it can't. You can get laid in the A-Team van.
Okay. Oh, you definitely can get laid in a DeLorean.
Damn it.
I will allow this to be said. The DeLorean is capable of time travel.
Yeah.
We know it's a car that can go through time.
It's not the DeLorean. It's just whether it can get up to 88. It had nothing to do with it being
It held
DeLorean.
Together structurally
stupid.
When it was disassembled and reassembled
in the time continuum.
It
the DeLorean
through,
was
It can
made-
do time travel, but it can't get hit by a train.
Well, trains are very strong, Jimmy.
So were the forces of law and physics.
Even the A-Team van would explode
in
a train.
Poop.
So our next round, the 1994 Chevy Caprice, K's car, whatever car you prefer to call it, from Men in Black, bringing in one of our...
The Men in Ghost.
These two guys would play together perfectly,
yeah,
right?
Tommy Lee Jones could be easily a Ghostbuster.
Bringing in the Echo One from Ghostbusters. It's a hearse, right?
It is.
No, it's actually a 1959 Cadillac Miller Meteor ambulance.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
So it's utility,
yeah,
right?
Right.
It's not just bringing you to the end. It's keeping you
and
alive.
And it could fit a lot of groceries.
It looks like a hearse.
Four proton packs worth.
Yeah, it does
indeed look like a hearse.
Hearses are cool, right, Jimmy?
It says there were only 25 ever produced.
Holy shit. And one of those was for them?
Charles is going to go first. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to shut up.
Maybe Charles. Five of those was for the movie, so there you go.
Yeah.
Charles, you're on the floor.
You're on the floor.
Again, it's an iconic thing. I'm thinking like it's the ghost, like it doesn't have the gadgets and stuff, but it has the Ghostbusters logo on it, right? It could have that noise if you want. If you really want to annoy your neighborhood. Yeah, right?
That's not the horn.
And she definitely...
It's not the siren.
She gets fast enough when she needs to. You know,
oh, they
she's
riff.
Got a big
she
ass,
can,
but
she
it'll
can corner.
Do it.
Yeah, she
they'll
can corner.
It. Yeah, no, and she, yeah, and you know,
she ain't afraid of no ghosts.
She can take a beating. She's not afraid of no ghosts.
Can fit the whole team.
Can fit the whole team.
But since we've decided that's not a real argument.
Well, but, okay.
And then some, the whole team and then some. Maybe the team's kids.
Damn it.
I mean, I don't mean to fight for you here, but, like, you do have a slide-out passenger side to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and you can just do that for
I don't know how that
seeing.
Comes into play.
Oh, you want to make a good film about the town? There you go. Get a cool action shot.
That's true.
That's great action
man,
shot.
Man, it's the middle of summer. Yeah. It's hot. You
a little
can get the car. You can get
action.
The seat out of
air
the car.
Air conditioning's not working. You
incredible.
Can slide
there
right
you go.
Out.
Yeah.
That's a good feature.
You can sightsee pretty cool.
And since it's not anything to do, like it's not a fucking blaster in the car, you can have that for sure.
For sure. And you also
that's
have
a modification, right?
Yeah.
If
that's
you really
want to
be brave, you have a trapdoor for your RC car that you
true.
Can
oh,
do
that's right.
That. You can do that if you
pretty
want.
Pretty sweet.
You can do that if you want.
But, like, I'm pretty sure I don't think we ever saw Kay's car break down, did we?
The K car.
I've seen you hobble back to the shop a few times.
Mike, now tell us why Fred Flintstone's car is better.
Yabba dabba do, boys. No, what I'm saying is I'm part of the Men in Black.
Uh-huh.
My car might not have all the bells and whistles, but you damn well know that I'm inheriting some sort of internal combustion technology that is never seen to break down. It's probably an internal combustion on an eternity loop.
And Elvis.
Right? It's plutonium-based. We're
and
not
Elvis.
Using and Elvis, yes.
It's got Elvis,
and
in,
Elvis.
In the auto, in
that's
the,
true.
In the A-track player.
In the A-track.
Yeah, that's a big one for me.
I have an A-track player. I completely forgot about that, but thank you for broaching that point.
Yeah.
I can listen to the better sounds of the 70s.
Yeah.
Your right? tapes.
My tapes.
I got my tapes
there's
in the back.
There's nostalgia. And again, isn't it nice knowing you're driving around in a car that your grandpa would
I'm sorry,
drive?
Whose car is older? The 1959 ambulance or...
Charles does predate me. It's a 94. I mean, it's a classic now.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone's grandpa from the fucking
50s. It's nostalgia, he says.
My car comes with a theme song.
That's true.
Mine.
Actually, Mike's does too. Doesn't it?
No.
Isn't there a Ghostbusters theme song? Or the Ghost? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Will Smith sure. Did, I don't think they drove up to that song where you guys like
left. He definitely
left.
Had it playing in the car.
Okay. Yeah. For she, yeah. Will Smith had his own
that
song
had fucking
it playing
slaps.
In the car at one
it
point.
Does.
Right.
Both really
just bounce with
that's
just
what really happened when you hit the red button.
The song plays.
It played
that's
that song.
That's the street legal version.
That's right. That's right. That's
this
right.
is it's a really tough choice because they both kind of have the same job.
They do.
Yeah, I guess they would work
they're
together.
They're getaway cars. Fuck. They're problem solvers.
They could transform together.
Imagine.
I don't
he
know.
He wanted Voltron. Imagine that by the end of this, they make a Voltron.
As much as a K-car is a nice, reliable automobile.
Nice, reliable automobile.
The one that your grandpa drove.
Yeah. The Caprice.
It outlived just, him.
There's something cool
a 94
about
Caprice, Grandpa.
Ripping around in an old-timey ambulance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
hell
fucking
yeah.
Sweet.
I
both
can't.
Have theme songs. Yeah. Oh.
I will politely concede.
Mine
I think there
logo.
Are just more features with the Meteor ambulance.
I think the Caprice pulls up at a party and everyone's kind of like, who's Grandpa's here? But
or
the,
no, a police.
The, sure. Yeah, yeah police.
Meanwhile, this one has a siren.
Yes.
But
he, safety.
But look at that car. When it pulls up, it's got a happy smiling ghost
yeah,
on it.
Like, you know what? Right. I just got to go with what makes me feel good, and that's busting.
Yeah.
Busting makes me feel
right.
nuts, right?
These
yeah.
vehicles make you feel something.
It makes you bust.
Yours makes me think Training Day, too.
Right,
I'm pretty sure he's rocking one of those in Training Day. It's
oh,
pretty
that's
close.
Right. On fucking
yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
22,
yeah.
on bound to
Wolf.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
great.
Wolf.
All
right. No one wants to be Ethan Hawke.
PCP.
I don't know the what? Ethan Hawke lines.
All right,
what's next?
We can either do how I ended up against myself again with the two.
Oh my god!
The two of you
get
pick
of
either one of mine.
Get out of here!
Yeah,
that's
it happens
funny.
Every time. It's
that's
like trivia.
So funny.
Spell something wrong.
That's
fucking can't do
so
a bracket.
Funny.
No, we're gonna keep going in order, which is the 67 Impala. Dean's
ooh.
67 Impala from Supernatural.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Against another Chevy Impala
damn.
Body. Of the Batmobile from Tim Burton's Batman.
Oh, shit.
Supernatural
have, yeah.
was in Scooby-Doo as well. No big deal.
They were.
Did they cross over?
Yeah, in they an episode did. Of Supernatural.
Oh, shit. So
that's the
were,
craziest part.
So
did Freddie Prinze
they went, no, no, no. They went into...
Oh, them
but it
cartoon.
Was an episode of Supernatural, but
oh,
it was a cartoon.
So funny.
It was great.
And
good
did,
crossover.
Did we not go to a Comic-Con where that car was there?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
we saw
that.
It in person.
And it was
that
really
is
cool.
an
cool.
excellent point,
it
Charles.
It was really yeah. cool. It's like a muscle car.
That's right.
It's cool.
Yeah, Charles,
it's fucking
just
I've
sick.
Never seen Supernatural, but
you've
it's
never
cool.
seen Supernatural?
No.
You got to watch those first
I know
few
the cast.
Seasons.
Yeah, like, I know
yeah,
the
yeah,
cast.
Yeah.
Just watch the first three
monster.
Seasons. You'll really like it.
Yeah. Hey, that's what
it's really
says.
Cool.
It seems pretty cool. They're like ghost hunters.
At the time,
right?
yeah. it was great.
It's like yeah. X-Files for ghosts.
It's a little
oh,
cheesy,
cool.
but it's fun cheesy.
Well, they got a cool car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should really watch it.
I
really
want.
Like it. Do a bedtime show. Good bedtime show.
Batmobile goes first.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Good bedtime show.
I mean, it's used to solve crime.
So is my dog.
I'm going to dunk you half a point just because that's been said.
Yeah. What else can I say? It's got fire out of the back.
So we're at 1 point now.
Yeah.
Two half points. We're getting there.
Oh, shit. I don't know. It's the Batmobile.
What is it?
It's iconic.
It's true, man. Like, everybody wanted that fucking car when
if
it came with the...
If that thing pulled up next to you, I'm just saying, if that thing pulled up
don't
next
you remember
to you...
the line where he's like, it's the car. Chicks love the car.
That's
chicks
right.
love the car.
I think that was Schumacher, though. That was already...
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, no, no. We're doing Burton.
I'm Burton, man. I'm Keaton.
Yep,
I'm
you
Keaton.
Don't get the Schumacher
that's
points.
Fine.
Schumacher knew how to make a cool toy.
That's right.
He did.
But Tim Burton knew how to make a cool car.
And movie.
Talk about
and,
the doors. Yeah. What about the door?
Well, yeah, I
the
talked
single
about
door.
That. I like how it opens up on the top.
I like how it opens up on the top.
That's cool.
It's not necessarily
it's
super accessible,
cool.
but it's cool. It's like you get to do a hood slide and then get on the top.
It's that's great if you can't turn your neck at all.
And you don't need to. You don't need to shoulder check.
That's
people,
right. Because he
will
can't.
Get the fuck out of the way.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. You see that thing fucking coming, you pull over like an
again,
ambulance.
If you need to get fast going, you can do it.
I'm gonna give you
it's great in the winter.
Yes, it's always warm.
As it turns out.
Yeah, because it's got
sitting
that fire
in front
in
of
the
a
back.
Jet engine.
Yeah,
might,
yeah,
might
yeah.
be a little warm.
Random
on
clown
yeah.
henchman can't drive it.
That's right. It's
yeah.
got the
it does have a security a very yeah. good security system.
Yes, is
that's
that,
true.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So
yeah,
it's got
absolutely.
Armor. It's got armor and shit.
Yeah,
that's the Batmobile.
It's electrified, I believe, at 1.2.
Yeah,
yeah. It shocks that clown guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You weren't allowed the guns and all that other stuff, but like these are security features.
Yeah,
they can be argued
car,
under
right.
the alarm system
right,
of
right.
said
right.
car.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, it's a sexy car.
It is.
It's a pretty sexy car.
But I don't
talk
think you could have sex in it.
I think you could try.
Yeah. Well,
dude.
Yeah.
Is it about trying or is it about busting?
Because busting makes him feel
That's
good.
Right.
All right, Jimmy, the floor is yours.
Well, speaking of a car that you can really bust in, and the Winchester boys fucking do that in this car.
Yeah, they
My God. If we're talking about fuckability, this 67 Impala has all of that.
I've seen
they
some
look
stuff.
Like they slice some
boy,
ass.
It gets them across the country in time to solve all kinds of fucking ghost possessions, demons, everything. They kill a Wendigo. This car is as important to them. It is a character in this show as much as they are.
It is.
Wow.
It's almost possessed.
So are they like, they're like Constantines?
They are kind of like Constantines. You should really watch the show. Yeah, you'd really like it. Like, I can't believe that you've never watched it.
No, I just know because it's these two hunks and I was intimidated.
I get it.
They're hot.
You know what?
I saw these two hot dudes solving like demons. I was like, I can't take
it's
that.
It's great.
I think it was an answer to Buffy for the dudes.
You know, it's a little later.
And the chicks.
It's later. It's totally
a little
later. But like,
I think they were on at the same time, but later.
I think when they sat
Is
down, they were
CW
like, "Okay,
CW show?
Yeah.
Imagine,
God damn.
Imagine Buffy.
But CW was not for teens.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
Buffy was just vampires, but it was like, imagine Buffy, but with two
sexy.
Dudes fighting.
Sam and Dean are sexy, and they kill vampires in their sexy 67 Impala.
They have a sexy dad. It's Jeffrey Dean.
It's Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah.
See, you know so much about the show. Yeah. You gotta watch.
Well, you know what it was? Because when I was, they're on The Boys, and I was reading about
that's
that.
Eric Kripke.
It's like a mini reunion on
The
Boys.
He made Supernatural.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Oh, that makes so much sense. Why they're on
just
it?
Just try the first episode. Just
is it
try.
On, is it on anything?
I think it's on Prime.
Oh shit. Okay. I should do that.
Watch the first episode. The first season is just monster hunting.
That's cool.
It's like a episodic monster hunt. They're
and
looking
they have
for
like
their dad.
Yeah, as and I remember seeing it at Comic-Con. That was neat.
Dude is sick.
Scene.
Okay.
As much as I said earlier.
The Batmobile.
The Batmobile.
It's pretty cool.
Whenever Batman's involved.
We're bringing the A-Team van back.
But I didn't anticipate.
The sex.
The fact that this car has become a character. They use it. It's
There's babies
it's
being
It's canon.
Made.
It's
32 flavors of shit you can do in this fucking car. But it
Bloodlines, man.
It makes the show better. Where as much as Batman makes the Batmobile, Batmobile doesn't make
You
Batman.
Couldn't do the show without this car.
You couldn't do it. They've iconified it is what I'm getting
at. But the Batmobile is just
That's
as
right.
Part
the Batmobile's
Batman.
Iconic
it's
on
a
its
part
own.
Of
it
Batman's
is.
Soul.
But they iconified something that
This car's got a story.
Yeah, it becomes
So does the Batmobile. It's Batman's car.
But we've had so many Batmobiles.
Only in two movies.
We only have one of this car. We've had so many Batmobiles that we're always spoiled with a Batmobile. A Batwing, a Batbike, fucking a Batfuck seat.
He's
like
Batman.
Whatever you want, you can have a Bat thing of.
They can't fuck in it.
There is only one 67 Impala, and it doesn't matter who I pick.
Well, actually, I think they manufactured quite a few.
There's only one. It was on this show. No. There's only one Impala that's getting across this finish line, and it's
Son
the one
of
from
a,
Supernatural.
That's for you, Jeffrey Dean.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
JDM.
I know what I said the first round.
It hurts.
I know.
He
I
was mad at me.
Doesn't it hurt, Eleanor?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It hurts.
Yeah. We need Martin here.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, he does keep us on
We're
straight.
Just voting out of spite.
Yeah. Spite no, votes okay. all around now. Oh, that's funny.
Who's next?
No, I vote with my heart.
Yeah.
It's me, guys.
He lied.
It's only me.
My ass.
It's only me.
All right, so Mike, what do you got?
Here. You know what?
I'm
going to leave this to you guys.
All right, well. No accountability here.
What do we got here?
You have the 1974 Mustang from John Wick versus James Bond's Aston Martin.
Damn, GTA5. But it doesn't get the gadgets.
Doesn't get the gadgets. It's just the car.
But the Aston Martin's a beautiful car. That's a really nice car. This is Goldfinger?
This is Goldfinger.
It's kind of muscle against style.
Nice. This is the bring back Inspector when they bring it out of the house and you don't know that he still has it because he's put it away.
That's like the most iconic Bond
car. It's what do you like more, muscle or style?
I almost picked this one. You know, it's funny, I did. I
couldn't walk away without going. Because
I'm like, there's a Bond car, I know there is.
Let's pick from the last 50 years, something that's not John Wick. We're gone in 60 seconds. It's popcorn.
So
something that's
is,
iconic and classic.
This is what I'll say. I will go Bond just because even without the gadgets, that's a beautiful car.
That car is opulent.
And I know John Wick doesn't have gadgets or anything, but
That's
a beautiful car.
There's just something about the elegance of that Aston Martin. I love it. It's Bond.
It's a Rolex with four wheels.
I'm
right?
going
it's
Mustang,
that.
So Michael has to decide.
Oh, boy. I guess I'm going to go with what plays smart, and picked the Aston
Martin.
Yeah, it's got to be the Aston Martin.
Double O.
All right, like, yeah, that makes sense. It's a beautiful car. Baby. You're absolutely right. That's all that needs to be said.
We have another round where it's...
A view.
It's Charles
in charge.
It's Charles in charge.
Oh, shit.
Charles, it's the DeLorean versus...
Oh, no. Is it the Ghostbusters?
And
shit.
And then
you know what? The convention argument just goes out the window.
Yeah.
Right? It totally does because both show up.
That's tough.
But which one goes to World of Wheels more?
The DeLorean?
No.
You'd think it'd be the Ghostbusters.
I think it'd be the Ghostbusters. I think getting your hands on a Ghostbusters Echo 1 is a lot easier. And that's not to downplay the value of it, but I think it's more in the ether than a DeLorean.
What would you be more jazzed? I think you're right. But what would be the more... What would make you more jazzed to see, like, the DeLorean souped up to look to like the one from Back to the Future or the Ghostbusters car? If you could sit in it and all the boops and buzzers are in there.
A DeLorean.
He showed the picture of the new DeLorean that they're bringing back because, like the Bronco.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's all electric like, now. They're getting ahead of it now.
Yeah, I love OJ.
To your point, if I could soup up the Cadillac Melbourne 27-foot boat... That thing's only good for like camping and long road trips.
Right.
Where the DeLorean, I mean, as much as we're driving, like, because
even driving? Julian got a DeLorean in Trailer Park Boys.
That's true.
Right? Like, it's fucking tough.
For the
like,
same reason.
The Comic-Con argument makes perfect sense. It's both a desired car, right? In the world of nerddom, if you're going to end up here and it's not,
I think,
it's not muscle cars or, you know, like stock cars.
I forgot to mention the new DeLorean when they started up. It has like kind of like those Teslas, like the screen goes all the way back. It does a flux capacitor graphic, like as if that, yeah,
see, like,
as like a tribute for that model.
If you see that car and someone's like, do you want to sit in it? And you get to and you rev the engine and you see all the boops and buzzers and gadgets inside and all the switches you can flip.
Yeah.
That's cool as hell. Yeah. You sit in the Ghostbusters car, you're just sitting in a 59 ambulance.
Yeah.
You are. Even if you soup it up,
cool,
you're still sitting.
Like, yeah.
You can turn the siren on, but
yeah.
I don't know if it's the same feel.
I'm DeLorean. I am.
Yeah,
like,
I think
I'm DeLorean too.
If I had to pick, yeah.
That's a tough round.
Charles, this is your last chance as honorary judge here, because it leaves my Aston Martin versus Jimmy's 67
Muscle
Impala.
And style again.
Muscle and style again. I think
I'm kind of stuck because he doesn't know about the relationship they have with this car.
Yeah, you do have a lot more
it's
work to do.
It's been totaled. They've rebuilt it from scratch.
Yeah.
They have made it happen.
That's
this car
cool.
is a character on the show. When people write their disgusting fan fiction about this show, the car is a character.
That's so funny.
You fuck the car in these penthouse
the car.
Letters.
That's so funny.
Like Mike's car.
You could fuck, but nobody does.
Dirty Mike and the boys have had their way with it.
Right. That was my Kia, not my Aston.
Not my
that's
Aston.
Sorry, that's in the shop getting detailed.
Oh, poor shit. James Bond.
Right? Yeah.
It's a really
it's
cool
a
car.
Man,
I remember seeing it at Comic-Con. It was really cool. Like, it's a really
and
pretty car.
And you know,
car.
You open the door, you get that squeak.
Yeah.
That old car door squeak.
There's
the crank
just,
windows.
There's something about muscle cars that are so awesome because it's like, wow, a car can do this.
This is fucking...
Yeah,
without
like,
blowing out its rear end, right? Like, all
shit?
That power.
A car can go this fast? A car can sound like this? Like...
I see an Aston Martin guy. I'm like, oh, he's rich.
Does it have?
It is very like.
Does it have the exposed top of the engine coming out? I think it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Doesn't it?
It's just got a scoop.
I don't
on
believe it.
It
does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even still, it's one of those cars though. Like
it could.
Yeah.
But then
it's
like,
a Hot Wheel.
What happens? Okay.
Like, I see that. I think, oh, it's cruise night.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Pony Corral.
It's cruise night at the Pony Corral, baby.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
And then Aston Martin, if I see someone driving it, I'm like,
that guy's rich. I hate
1%
that guy.
Asshole.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck that guy, man. I want that car.
It's a very WASP.
Yeah.
Waspy car.
And to have that in Winnipeg, you piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like that Lamborghini Countach driving around.
Oh my
I'm like,
God.
What are you doing, bud?
Fuck you.
Seriously, what are you doing with that
it's
thing?
It's a weird flex.
That's my argument. Fuck that guy.
You
it's
get 2 weeks
with
that thing
flex
out?
In a city like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
that's
very
what I
we all know
flex.
You bought it used. That's
you
not off the lot.
Anything. Like, you could have had anything
even
you
if,
wanted.
Even if it is, again, you're not driving in far potholes and our summer.
It's just not a good idea.
It's such a stupid idea, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to concede, but I haven't. Here's the thing: I haven't seen enough of
Fuck
Supernatural to be really in love with this aspect
Aston
of the
Martin
argument.
Is so pretty.
But I do know the value. Like, the Aston Martin is the Bond marketing, the Bond excellence.
It's Sean Connery Bond.
It's Sean Connery
it's very
Bond.
Specifically, Sean. Sean
it is.
Connery Bond.
It is.
And that's a very
and they
specific
gave,
era.
They gave
of
Moore.
Bond.
They gave Dalton for two movies. They gave Brosnan. Everybody got.
Yeah,
I think
everybody
Brosnan
got
it once.
Martin.
Cool.
Everybody
did
got
Craig
it.
Everybody
get
gets it?
It
once. He did. Yeah,
he did. Yeah,
he
I thought
got,
so.
He drives
I remember,
it out of.
I can picture him driving.
He got Sean Connery's. He got that one.
Sweet.
That was the one.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
did
yeah.
I'll say that in an attempt to save it, I'll say that the Impala just has a sentimental value
right.
to not only the characters, but to the people who watch the show.
Yeah, Bond could give a fuck about this car like
yeah,
about
I
a woman.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Right, the car's
care.
Just cool to be cool.
I can't yeah. imagine anybody's written fan fiction of fucking Bond's car. I mean,
maybe.
I got
sure.
some. Do
now that you've said
it
out loud.
But yeah, it's now there.
I just mean that this
mean
car means something to people,
yeah, like,
and it means
so
something
wild.
To the characters on
that's
the show.
Tough, man.
Dear,
damn.
Dear James.
Oh,
I want to stick yeah. it in your ass.
That's
where's
while
Austin?
We're in the car.
Where's
I thought he was
Austin?
Talking to me
yeah.
formally.
No, yeah. no, no. I'll look you in the eye.
Oh, all right.
Shit, that's tough.
Charles?
It's
that's
down to
tough,
you, brother.
Man. Oh, Jesus.
How do you want to be known?
How do I want to be known?
I think
shit.
You're going
to
make your choice,
our
and then you're going
to
start watching
show.
Supernatural, and then you're going to change your choice.
You might. You might, because the car grows on you.
Yep.
That's why it shows up at cons. It's not just like someone's getaway car.
Only
I'm doing all the work for you.
Only because I saw it in person at con.
Hey.
You touched it.
I'll go with
that's cool as hell. I grew up watching this fucking
nice
show
car.
With my dad.
That was a really nice
we
car.
Bonded over TV, and then getting to see this car in person was pretty sweet.
I have now ended up as the judge, jury, and executioner of this situation because we have a 67
what an
Impala
interesting final.
Versus the DeLorean.
Like I think we could have a feeling that the DeLorean might be there. But the 67 Supernatural Impala.
That's the one I didn't think would be there.
But if nope. I saw a DeLorean at Comic-Con, I would shit my pants.
No, totally.
I saw one at Universal Studios, and you get to sit in it, and the
oh,
door comes down.
That's cool
that's
as hell.
Cool.
Like, it's...
That's cool.
Dude, when you sit in it, you're like, hey, Marty.
Yeah.
Put your fucking heart out, bitch. Like... Doc, come over and touch me instead. Like you really just have a perverted moment in that car because
did that happen?
No. That's,
there was another man in there.
Christopher Lloyd was in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
that's the 4chan version of that movie.
I see.
But you see it, you run to it. Like I ran to it like a child, right?
I'm just
as
saying,
much as I've seen the Impala, and I think it's cool, and I
just,
like knowing
you know
that,
what it's just so funny is that the idea of making a time travel movie where a car is the machine.
Great
I
idea.
I gotta say, they fucking nailed it with yep. picking such an iconic vehicle.
Yeah.
Right?
They really, I mean,
because everybody, when you watch Back to the Future, you're like, I don't even know what the fuck this car is, but I want one.
For what it's worth, Dean does travel back in time in Supernatural to when his dad buys the car.
In wow. the car?
Yeah. No. But he does go
does
back in time to see the old car.
And
then
Jeffrey
they drive
Dean
it.
Morgan's just being
yeah, he's
hot,
buying it. It's young Jeffrey
it.
Dean Morgan.
See,
and he's
they're
like,
too hot. That's he why can, I can
sorry,
watch
Dean
it.
Convinces him to buy it.
Oh, that's so
yeah, it's
funny.
Pretty sweet.
So funny.
He's like going to get a family car, and he's like, no. You want this.
Reputation aside for saying that we're Winnipeg's movie and TV podcast.
Yeah.
I mean.
I think there's a lot of weird, horny Supernatural fans in the city. Can I get a hell yeah?
Oh, no.
That was for the listener at home. I hope they hell yeah'd.
We heard.
Wherever you're listening.
We are in the live
feed. Did you hell yeah?
I hope you hell yeah'd.
Hell yeah.
I. Like, unless you've got something to really put me on my ass here.
Listen, canonically, people fuck in this car.
Yeah. I get that.
Hey, people do fuck in the DeLorean.
Well.
We haven't seen that in media.
Well, I'm sure there's some
in
media.
Any canonical media.
Are you gotcha. Writing? Are you writing dark
well,
perverted
hey,
fan fiction? Over there?
Oh,
is
no.
that where this is going?
All I'm saying is you definitely can fuck in it because at one point there was like three of them and the dog,
Winston.
What?
Einstein.
Oh, you're saying there's enough space?
Enough space to
thank
fuck.
God.
No, not to fuck like that.
Okay.
No, just saying they had at one point.
Thank
no
God.
Dog is fucking. It's just
oh,
it's Christopher
okay.
Lloyd. It's the girlfriend. It's Marty.
Marty and
the dog.
Dog.
He's doing fuck math. If three
yeah.
people can fit in a
yeah.
car, they can fuck.
That's right.
But, okay, I guess, can I say in my argument that the car is barely even featured in the third one?
I mean, not necessarily. The whole end sequence is it on the train track.
I can
the end and the beginning, but throughout the core of the movie,
yes,
the car is under
horses.
Some bushes.
It's
I can say
horses,
we don't
yes.
need the third one because by the end of the second one, the car is now flying.
Right.
And driving.
Roads?
We don't need roads.
That was so cool.
Right? Like the end of the...
So I have the Lego set of it.
Yeah,
and it has a switch when you do it that the wheels actually go sideways. So you can have that, and then you can have the wheels up.
Marty, we have to go back to 1967 and destroy the Impala from Supernatural. So Jimmy doesn't win the debate this week.
Oh, my God.
That's you guys.
He knew. I got that letter, too.
Listener, I'm not going
to
keep you.
This always happens to me. I get something stupid to the end or close to the end, and then you guys are like, if we don't pick this, they'll kill us all in the comments.
I'm sorry, but, like, it's the DeLorean up against
heart.
This.
It's
like,
the DeLorean. I know.
I'm just going with my heart.
Yeah, I know.
It's the DeLorean.
It's the DeLorean.
I got farther than I should have.
I
I appreciate how far you took the Impala.
Thank you.
I really do. Like, you took the Impala against... Where did you start the Impala?
I grew up with that car.
You took the Impala
on TV.
Seeing it in person was really cool.
That's cool as hell, man.
Really cool.
Imagine if you watched the show.
Impala Batmobile. Listen to this. Impala Batmobile, Impala Austin Martin. You took out a James Bond car and the and a Batmobile.
That's what Dean would do.
Man,
right?
Keaton's Batmobile.
He shuddered.
Yeah.
Listener, this is the part of the show where you're completely frustrated with us. You've probably been screaming the entire time and you're like,
tell us why Fred
fuck?
Flintstone would have won.
Exactly.
Vin Diesel's car.
Like,
I'm sure we missed so, like, the Incredible Hulk car. I'm so mad I didn't
that's
think of
so
that.
I had Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh,
that's
Herbie.
A good one too.
Yep. Right? Lightning had, McQueen.
Oh, Mr. Bean's car.
I was going to
Mr. Bean's car.
Fuck Mr. Bean. I was going to Mr. Plow you two.
You can't, I don't think.
Austin Powers good. Car
you
time travels.
Cartoons?
Dude, cars.
Yeah, you could pick. I picked Mystery Machine.
But they built one.
He thought,
yeah, I know, but yeah. It's just a van.
I guess so. I guess that's true.
No, this damn only it. Exists in reality. This yeah, entire yeah. argument of bullshit only exists in reality.
Yeah, you can pick yeah, cars.
Yeah, like...
Cool. You can pick anything. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm sorry you didn't... Sorry
I don't know. I, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I almost picked Ninja Turtles van.
That would have been sweet. That
would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, if there's no gadgets, then it's just a van.
That was kind of my problem.
But it's a van that they make pizza in.
Yeah, it's true.
We almost had three vans that were just vans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just have, like vans.
We could do a van one.
Three yeah, guys. Van off. Three guys yeah. with no ambition. No,
best movie van.
No ambition to have kids, and we all want a van. Like, yep. How yeah. fucked up is that?
Yeah. It's just practical, Mike.
Kelso's van.
Yeah, I get it.
Kelso's van.
Kelso's van.
Oh.
It's a good one.
Listener,
I'm sure
Jimmy,
we missed dozens.
We missed yeah. dozens. As Jimmy said, let us know. Link in the show notes is a voicemail for you to comment on this episode.
Be mad. We want you to be mad.
Yeah. But who thought? But we have a lot of great honorable mentions.
We do.
We have a great list.
We do.
What did Chad say? You said Chad had opinions.
Chad picked the. Hang on, I'll bring it up because.
Okay.
George
Tim
Lucas,
Burton's Batman.
The Deuce Coupe.
Cool.
The Deuce Coupe in American Graffiti.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
That's
yeah,
a dope car.
There it is right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He also picked Steve McQueen's Bullet, which is also...
Sweet. Oh. Yeah, oh my God.
Eleanor. Yeah, Shelby. Yeah, yeah,
there are
right.
so many boomers that are just screaming at us right yeah. now.
No kidding, right?
All of our boomer listeners.
You should see the stats.
They love DeLoreans.
It's just our parents.
They love DeLoreans.
I'm pretty sure they turn it off.
My dad
the first
loves the
fuck.
DeLorean.
Yeah, no, he picked classic cars. He picked muscle cars.
Yeah.
He picked like cars that are very contemporary.
Bullet's a great choice.
Right?
Yep.
I can't remember what the, I think it's the BMW. I think he said the BMW in Ronin. Like those BMWs that they used to have that crazy car chase
oh,
in Ronin.
Yeah,
should have
yeah,
picked
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah,
Plow.
Yeah.
Right?
Mr. Plow.
But like even the cars that are in very brief scenes, like it's only a car chase, right?
Yeah.
Right. But
yeah,
those
yeah.
cars are synonymous with that movie.
Yeah.
And he asks for those cars. The French guy gives them the spec for those cars.
So. That's cool as hell.
Right? Like you don't
oh,
need
shit.
Much time on screen for the
those
car to make an impression.
Fucking Mini Coopers
in Italian Job.
Italian Job.
Yeah.
Oh, Mad Max's car.
Right?
Oh.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like no car.
We could do another round.
Oh. There were options.
Yeah. Oh, I think we control what we do here.
Joker's what?
We got to wait until another car movie comes out.
We do. Yeah. This is the whole reason.
Come on, Hollywood.
I think we're all wicked excited for F1.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for the race scenes and stuff. I mean, the story is a little like whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
You
I
know,
feel the same
we're not
way.
There
hey,
for
Brad
the story.
Pitt, I get it. You're hot. Whatever. Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
it
cool.
is?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's David Harbour's story from Gran Turismo.
How yeah.
That's
it,
funny.
They get an elder racer back to race.
Yeah.
Is it the Le Mans?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's F1.
I see.
Is it?
Everybody's really into F1 right now because of
it
that
is.
Netflix thing.
Netflix maybe had something.
And it's cool.
It is.
It's cool.
It is.
You know, I've just never been a big racing guy.
No.
Claudia
I think I'll watch, like, yeah, it's not something I've... It's
Claudia
like,
is not into it?
No.
I've tried to get Shauna into it because I'm like, it's not just about...
No, I know. It's the drama.
Car.
It's the money.
It's, yeah.
yeah.
It's everything,
I
right?
saw a really cool documentary on Sienna or Senna?
Senna.
Senna.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah,
oh,
he
he's
that
cool.
That was amazing.
Yeah. yeah.
That was amazing.
Well, and Schumacher and
Joel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, Michael.
That was cool.
No, like, you're Michael.
But I don't know. Racing to me, like, it's always just...
Yeah, I have trouble getting
you know what
it.
I liked?
Just a circle sometimes.
It just seems like who has the most money.
My dad would watch
and
it.
And F1 is like that.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
My dad would watch all of it. Like, not NASCAR. He didn't care for NASCAR. But F1 he would watch. And the one that I liked that he would watch, it was like... in Europe, it was derbies. Little, like... like Herbie Love Bug,
like dirt derbies,
and they're going
like demolition,
like those,
no,
like
the rally,
the rally, yes,
rally,
the
rally, rally driving,
and they're like
sick.
On the
yeah.
coast and shit, and they're like going
off. Oh,
I think
and
the
two team,
yeah,
the two
if
team
I were
driver,
to get into
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
that shit, I fucking
turn,
loved.
Turn, turn, turn,
yeah, because guys... it just was like a video game. I'm like, oh my god, my anxiety, like what is going
there's
on?
A good, there's
it's
a good racing
so good.
Simulator game called Dirt Rally that you
yeah.
should try.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It's hard, but it's fun as hell.
But see, like that shit, I liked that stuff.
That's racing, right?
Or like trick ones when they would be like, oh, it's got to go around these barrels.
I agree,
because
that's
that shit
driving.
Was cool. Yeah, that shit was cool, but like F1, just straight up racing.
Who has the most
never
money?
Got
yeah.
You guys,
it.
Have you watched the Ken
it.
Block Gymkhana stuff before?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
Ken
about.
Bone?
Yeah, yeah.
Ken Block, the guy who owned DC Shuko before he died.
Cool.
He outfitted, he turned a Mustang into a drift car.
Yeah.
And just had a giant,
yeah.
like,
oh,
six,
cool.
six gear shift for a Mustang.
Yeah.
And could, like, thread the needle on inches. Like, he could do, like, a tail whip.
Nuts.
That's awesome.
It was
he did a tail
so cool.
whip and, like, cracked an egg with, like, a sword on the back of the bumper.
Yeah.
Like, he would do crazy shit.
Like, that shit I love. Like, that to me is more
Some people are just made
F1.
To drive.
It's what I mean. And it's
insane.
So cool. It's so cool.
The rally car fans will get into the lane.
I don't know if anyone in Winnipeg is made to drive. My
no,
God.
Fuck no.
No.
But the rally car fans will get in, and when they see their favorite car coming, they'll start to point, turn left, turn right, so that they know the turn's coming, and
oh
then
my
the
God,
team can
wow.
react sooner. So it's like,
wow.
it's fandom, right?
And people watch on the sidelines, and they die.
They eat that shit.
That's wild.
That's one of my favorite
well, they're
like,
idiots.
Fail videos
so
when the car goes off.
My God. Jesus but you're God. Right. That's watching entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, like that, yeah.
Those
like,
races are insane.
Yeah.
Rally cars.
Rally cars are so cool. Like, that shit I love, but... Yeah, I never got an F1. But yeah, like that documentary was cool because of the story and the drama.
Yeah, you
and,
get
like,
it.
I
you
saw
get
the movie
it,
Rush
yeah.
and I was like,
yes.
this is so
oh,
cool.
Oh, yeah.
The two that
of
was
them
a great
duking
movie,
it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? But I mean, like actually watching the races from start to finish oh. is fine fucking boring.
Days
like
of Thunder.
Ford versus Fiori.
And yeah, Ford versus
Fiori.
Fieri?
Guy Fieri.
Guy Ford versus. It's Gerald Ford and Guy Fieri.
That's awesome.
Guy quits to race instead of cook.
Use the DeLorean to get back there.
Oh.
Listener,
rub it in.
We've obviously kept you too long, so thank you for listening to another episode. If this is your first time, big thank you. Subscribe, like the show, whatever on whatever podcast player you're listening
yeah.
to. I've been Michael. That's
Ew.
A bad James Bond, by the way.
That was James.
Bond.
I thought it was
Schmish Money.
I thought it was Sean Connery. Yeah,
it was Sean.
Okay, that was good.
It's about your kids, Marty.
Ruh-roh, Michael. This
there
is some
is.
Bullshit.
This is ridiculous.
Hi, Ruh-roh. Watch all the movies, listener. Say bye, everybody.
Bye. Fucking bye. Another bracket where Jimmy gets fucked in the ass.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.